Opening round action from the Amherst Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, it's a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Amherst with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And check out ESPN Telecast.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to day three of four this week of holiday basketball tournament coverage here on ESPN 1460 KXPN AM Kearney. Doug Duda with you from the Amherst Holiday Tournament, where we're ready to get our second tournament of the week underway. Been in Ravenna the last couple of days, where the Blue Jays came away both boys and girls champions. Now we've got the four schools here that have always kind of mixed it up. I think just about everybody's beaten everybody in this tournament over the last few years, and it's been solid with these four teams the last handful of years. Kearney Catholic will take on North Platte St. Pat's here in our opening round game this afternoon. That'll be the girls first, coming up here in about 5 minutes, then the boys, and then coming up on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the host Amherst will take on Ainsworth, and the Ainsworth Bulldog boys come down with an undefeated basketball team. Glad you're along with us here on KXPN and our World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we'll look at the starting lineups next.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And welcome back to Amherst as we get ready for our first of four games today here at Amherst. Time for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one at a time, Five Points Bank. First off for North Platte St. Pat's, number 12, with a 5'4 sophomore, Mandy O'Mallory. Number 30, 5'8 senior, Brianna Weisler. Number 32, a 5'6 junior, Candace Shelton. Number 34, a 5'11 sophomore, Shelby Alberry. And number 44, a 5'6 sophomore, Jenna Torres. So a fairly young team, coached by Nate Steinke, assisted by Brad Braithwaite and Rick Carpenter. They come in with a record of 5-2 on the season. For Kearney Catholic, number 11 is 5'6 sophomore Michaela Mestel. Number 15 is a 5'5 junior, Anna Howell. Number 33, 6'1 sophomore Bailey Sokolowski. Number 35, a 5'10 junior, Ellie Conley. And number 44, a 5'9 senior, Sarah Lease. Head coach of the Stars, Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt and Kathy Mose. They come in with a record of 4-3 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. We'll be back with the opening tip in a minute here on ESPN Radio.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The Texas Bowl on ESPN Radio. Two potent offenses, both averaging over 32 points per game. Each led by a versatile young quarterback and a dynamic running back. The scoring could be early and often as Illinois faces Baylor.
Touchdown!
Baylor, Illinois, followed by Oklahoma State, Arizona, Wednesday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio. Best of luck in today's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, thanking you for your business in 2010. Looking forward to serving you again in 2011. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks as we get ready for the Kearney Catholic North Platte St. Pat's Colonels and Boys doubleheader. The Stars come in at 4-3, losses to Sandy Creek, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Ravenna, and 5-2 for the North Platte St. Pat's Irish. Their losses coming to Sutherland and to Valentine by just 2 points. The loss to Sutherland, 4 points, so they're very close to being an undefeated basketball team coming in here. The Stars will be playing without Taryn Baum again. She was injured against Ravenna, the team's leading scorer and rebounder, and she is out with an ankle injury, a foot injury that's going to keep her out for at least the next month. Sarah Leese will take the first shot of the game. It's a three from the top of the key, and it's up and in, and Kearney Catholic has grabbed the early 3-0 lead as they win the opening tip. And Lisa, if folks haven't played against her, she's a post player, but she's not afraid to take that outside shot, and so they have to get accustomed to guarding her and getting a hand in her face. Kearney Catholic leading it 3-0 in North Platte. St. Pat's works it around the perimeter. They'll also fire at three up from the right-hand corner. O'Mallory, no good. Rebound brought down, though, by the Irish and Jenna Torres. That might be one of the first times in a lot of times where we're going to see Kearney Catholic really have to hit the boards today. They still have some height out there as the 18-footer is taken from the corner this time by the Irish. No good by Alberry. Ball's loose on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds off of Kearney Catholic. Conley laying on the floor was out of bounds when she touched the basketball. So St. Pat's is going to get their third opportunity here as they inbound the basketball against the Kearney Catholic zone. Swing it over to the right side. O'Mallory for three, and it's up and in. And we're all tied up. So Mandy O'Mallory hitting the three-point shot, and we're tied at three. 1 minute in, each team's out of possession. Conley going coast to coast, but as she tries to step through the double team, they say that she walked with the basketball. Jim Lang, our lead official here in our first couple of games this afternoon at Amherst. Stars will pick up the Irish at half court. They play that 2-3 zone, try to get it inside. Nice pass to Alberry, who squares and scores. Nice pass inside to Shelby Alberry, and North Platte St. Pat's takes the lead at 5-3. Kearney Catholic tries to throw over the top of the press, and they throw it away. Second turnover for the Stars. Irish will bring the ball up the floor on the right-hand side. Candace Shelton guarded there by Kearney Catholic's Michaela Mestel. Working around the perimeter, and the Irish try to move the ball quickly, stepping through. Nice pass over on the left wing. The jumper is going to be too strong that time. Fight for the offensive rebound. It's grabbed in there by Wiesler. She'll put it up no good, and the ball deflected out. Michaela Mestel is going to end up grabbing the loose ball. Long outlet pass gets it to Conley. Numbers aren't there, so she'll get back out to Anna Howell. 5-3 with you here. North Platte St. Pat's has the early lead. Sokolowski down low, dribbles through the double team, missed, got it back, and then got fouled, and Bailey will go to the line and shoot two. Looks like Candace Shelton is going to be on the foul. Both teams' primary colors are green and white. St. Pat's is wearing the dark today. Stars of the home team wearing the lights, and Bailey Sokolowski will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. First one's on the way, and it's going to be short. The interesting thing is Sokolowski started to get a little bit better right about the time Taryn Baum went down, so hopefully she can continue to get a little bit better as the Stars have won their last couple against a lesser Fort Kearney Conference opposition. Second free throw is up, and it is in. Sokolowski gets one of two, and the Irish lead is now one at 5-4, 2 minutes into our ball game. Stars matching up, and into the middle of the paint is going to be Candace Shelton. Kicks it over on the right wing to O'Mallory. Down to the corner, they'll go to Wiesler. They'll reverse it quickly to O'Mallory on the left wing. Skip pass over the top of the zone to the right side. The jumper is going to be in and out that time, and Alberry gets the offensive rebound, doesn't get it to go. Now the ball's loose on the floor, and coming out of there with it, Kearney Catholic Mestel. Mestel wants to run, dishes it off to Howell, who runs with her, and Anna will lay it up and in. Kearney Catholic taking advantage of the transition work there. That ball came all the way out towards the top of the key. Mestel scooped it, and they won the race to the other end, 6-5 Stars. St. Pat's basketball on the left side of the key. Almost a walk there, but Candace Shelton kept her toe as she was looking to pass the basketball off. Bounce pass right wing, moving around that perimeter, lob it inside to the post player. Jenna Torres has trouble handling it, so gets rid of it. 12-footer from the free throw line, wedges between the backboard and the rim. And that always makes somebody want to jump up and tip the ball away. And I know Jim Lang is not going to try and jump up there and tip it away. His younger counterpart, though, not quite as smart, and went up and whiffed. So they get the basketball out. They knock it away on the first try, and he redeems himself. So it will be on the alternating possession arrow. When that happens, it's a jump ball, the arrow pointing the way of St. Pat's. So they'll maintain possession underneath their own hoop. O'Mallory to throw it in. Nobody guards the inbounds. And sneaking in from the right side, Sarah Lease is going to block the shot there of Sam Bryan, who checks in. And Kearney Catholic will get out of there with the basketball. Stars will move to the front court. Vestal fires a three, hits the front of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to the Irish. Sam Byrne will pull that one down. And up the floor they go. Get it to Jenna Torres. Torres will swing it over to the right side. They'll get into their offense, into the right-hand corner to Weisler. Back up top, overthrowing their teammate, Candace Shelton, and out of bounds it'll go. That's the first turnover for North Platte St. Pat's. Sarah Lease is going to check out, and Megan Anderson will come in, and they don't lose any height there because Anderson is at 6 foot. So you've got Sokolowski, Conley, and Anderson all in there. Mestel gets it into Conley. Good pass, one dribble off the glass, and scores. Ellie Conley seeing more playing time now with Taryn Baum out because of the injury. Her and Lease seeing a few more minutes per ball game. And it's 8-5 Kearney Catholic, two straight buckets and a free throw. Three-pointer on the left wing is going to be on the way too strong that time by Candace Shelton. But a long rebound comes all the way out to the arc, and O'Mallory has it in another opportunity here for the Irish. 8-5 Stars here in the opening quarter. We've reached the four-minute mark. O'Mallory, right-hand wing, thought about the three. Instead, they throw it into the corner and skip it up top, reverse it over to O'Mallory on the left side of the key. She likes the three but can't get it to go. Another offensive rebound brought down by North Platte St. Pat's, and Sam Byrne will be fouled. Foul is going to be on Ellie Conley. That's the first foul of the game on the Stars, and St. Pat's will have the ball underneath their own hoop. Bounce pass comes into the left-hand corner to Candace Shelton. Try to set up O'Mallory for three again. The Stars are ready for it, so they'll swing it to the weak side to Sam Byrne. Her bounce pass comes down to the baseline, and nobody can catch it. Out of bounds it goes, and St. Pat's will have their second turnover. Back over to Kearney Catholic, leading it by a score of 8-5. And across the timeline come the Stars. Lob it into Sokolowski, who kicks it out to Conley. She's going to shoot a three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Sam Byrne. And up the floor come the Irish. Been stuck on five for quite a while, so driving in with a little double-clutch shot is Candace Shelton. It's no good, and the ball will go out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney Catholic. Checking back in for the Irish will be Shelby Alberry, 5'11 sophomore, three sophomores, a junior, and a senior starting for St. Pat's. Kearney Catholic, two sophomores, two juniors, and lone senior, Sarah Lease, getting the start. Irish ball. Mestel goes for the steal up top. Can't get it, so shooting the basketball and banking in the 17-footer is going to be Sam Byrne from straight away. And that will move the scoreboard for the Irish, who hadn't scored there in nearly 3 minutes. 8-7, Kearney Catholic. Mestel around the defender. Forces a 9-footer on the right wing. It's no good. Had a hand on her face. Rebound brought down by Byrne. Samson's coming off the bench has helped the rebounding cause. She's got four already here in the quarter. Irish basketball. Trying to take the lead back here in the first quarter. Back door open. Alberry is there, and she'll have an easy bucket. Second bucket for Alberry, and St. Pat's really moves the ball well. They move it around the perimeter. They look inside. They work well without the basketball, or at least they have here in the first 5.5 minutes, and they have the lead at 9-8. Going to be a tight ball game, hotly contested. Two normally good programs as the shot by Sokolowski is too strong, and the backside rebound brought down by Alberry. Into the front court come the Irish. Bounce pass underneath. No way to get the shot away, though, for Weisler, so she'll clear it out of the wing to Sam Byrne. Skip pass right side. Down to the baseline they go, and the jumper is on the way by Alberry. Up and in, and the Irish have put together a little run, and Kearney Catholic's going to call a timeout. 6-0 run here by St. Pat's, and with 2:10 to go with the first quarter of play, North Platte St. Pat's 11, Kearney Catholic 8. We'll be back after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to Amherst High School, where we're in game one of the Holiday Basketball Tournament. Kearney Catholic trailing the North Platte St. Pat's girls 11-8 with 2:10 to go here in the first quarter of play. The Irish on a 6-0 run to regain the lead, so the Stars took the timeout. The boys' game will be next at 3:15, and then Amherst plays Ainsworth in our second doubleheader. Pressure is on. St. Pat's tips it, the ball into the half court. Danny Bushcutter, who checked in during the timeout, runs it down. Now she comes across the timeline, picks up her dribble, the Cardinals in. The ball thrown towards Sokolowski. She battles for it, gets it to Howell. Her 19-footer is on the way, no good. And the rebound brought down by Mandy O'Mallory. Mallory stops at midcourt, throws over the top, attacking the hoop. One on three, going in with no problem. The shot blocked by Megan Anderson, though, and it's loose on the floor after the shot was blocked. Candace Shelton didn't have numbers and didn't care. Had it blocked away, and the Irish pick up the loose ball. 11-8, St. Pat's, a minute 20 to go. Right side of the key, they'll get the ball to Shelton. Candace, guarded by Bushcutter, reverse it over. O'Mallory into the corner. Albury drives the baseline, tries to scoop shot up and under on Anderson, and then she misses and fouls Megan. So Megan Anderson gets the rebound, and the personal foul goes on Shelby Albury, who had a kind of a hot hand. It was trying to take another one there. Came up well short. A minute 10 to go here in quarter number one. And the long pass almost stolen away. Stars going to try and spread the floor here. You can see Coach Rick Petrie directing traffic. St. Pat's trying to help them spread the floor. And the Stars are going to be looking to get that ball for some back cuts and get it underneath. Use the screen. Sokolowski's got an open three off the inbound. Bailey will fire, but no good. And the rebound brought down by Jenna Torres. North Platte St. Pat's long pass to O'Mallory, and it goes right through her legs and out of bounds. Third turnover for St. Pat's. And it remains 11-8. So both teams have went on a few droughts here, or at least one drought. St. Pat's went about 3 minutes without scoring. Now Kearney Catholics went about 3 minutes without scoring. Sarah Lee's going to try and change that. And a foul. Oh, the St. Pat's fans thought it was going to be a walk, but instead a reach-in foul going to be called. Foul is going to be called on Sam Byrne, her first. Third team foul. And Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Howell to throw it in. Thought she had Anderson. Instead, Bushcutter in the corner. 18-footer right through there for Danny Bushcutter. And Kearney Catholic finally moves it from 8 to 10 with 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Howell putting on some pressure in the front court as Shelton comes across the timeline to O'Mallory in the left-hand corner to Torres. Lobs it inside. There's Albury. She's fouled on the shot. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Shelby Albury is finding a way to get open inside that zone and get some shots away. So two free throws coming up. The first free throws of the ball game for the Irish. The foul on Anna Howell, her first. And the free throw is short, no good. Checking into the ball game for North Platte St. Pat's will be Brianna Wiesler. Again, Taryn Baum out for Kearney Catholic. New transfer into the program this year, but just three games in, got hurt. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So Albury hits one of two. She's got a game-high 7 points. And it's 12-10, St. Pat's with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Kearney Catholic breaks the press. Lees decides to take it all the way in. Her one-hand layup, no good. Bushcutter rebound, and Danny will be fouled. Bushcutter will go to the line, and the foul is going to be on Jenna Torres, who got beat on the block that time for the rebound. Bushcutter will take her first free throw attempt of this ball game. Still 15 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Bushcutter takes some time, puts it up. It's no good. Checking in for Kearney Catholic, Carissa Dobish to give Sokolowski a little bit of a breather. St. Pat's will bring back in Candace Shelton with 15 seconds to go. St. Pat's anticipating that they should get the last shot here of the quarter. Second free throw now. Coming up for Bushcutter. And Danny will fire the second one up and in. So Bushcutter gets one of two. It's 12-11 St. Pat's, 15 seconds as the Irish bring it across the timeline. Outlet pass to O'Mallory on the right wing, picks her dribble up. Stars get out there defensively to Shelton. Now they try to lob it to Torres. It's stolen away by Megan Anderson. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, Anna Howell trying to get a three-pointer up at the buzzer, and it's off the mark, no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. So both teams have made some mini runs, but after one, North Platte St. Pat's 12, Kearney Catholic 11. You're listening to the Amherst Holiday Tournament on ESPN Radio.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And welcome back to high school basketball, the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Big thank you to Ron Evans and all the folks here. Ron, Roger, Tom, there's so many of them for their hospitality. Sure appreciate it. We're bucked out here for the next couple of days, bringing you high school hoops. Kearney Catholic is going to get the ball to start the second quarter of play, trailing 12-11. Turnovers in the first quarter, the Irish 4, the Stars 2, rebounds 5 for Kearney Catholic, 11. For North Platte St. Pat's, a three to start the quarter by Ellie Conley is off the mark, no good. And the rebound run down to the corner by Mandy O'Mallory. Stars are 1 of 5 from three-point land. St. Pat's 1 of 4. Free throws, Kearney Catholic 2 of 4. Irish 1 of 2. Bushcutter and Leith each have 3 for Kearney Catholic, and Albury has 7 for North Platte St. Pat's. Tried to make it 9, but missed the shot, and the rebound ends up in Bushcutter's hands. Danny brings it all the way up the floor. Numbers aren't there. Tries to kick it to Conley, and she's covered. The ball taken right back. So the Stars with their third turnover of the basketball game. And here comes North Platte St. Pat's across the timeline. With it on the right side is Candace Shelton. Lob it down to Albury again, and she didn't jump. She just shot it, and the taller defender, Bailey Sokolowski, blocked it and took it away. And at the other end, Conley drives and is fouled. The foul is on Mandy O'Mallory, her first, 15th foul on St. Pat's. 2 have been called on Kearney Catholic. So far, nobody with multiple fouls. Bushcutter at 3 on the inbounds, around and out, hits the glass and goes back in. Danny Bushcutter with a 3-point bucket. She's got 6 since coming off the bench with about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter and leads the Stars. 14-12, Kearney Catholic regains the lead. Lob down inside. Irish with the basketball, kicks it into the corner to Albury. Jumper is on the way, off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound by Jenna Torres. Kicks it out on the wing, O'Mallory for 3. It's no good. And finally, Sarah Leese will grab it for Kearney Catholic. Well, whoever wins this is going to get 2 competitive ball games because you have to figure Amherst is going to beat Ainsworth. Ainsworth has yet to win a ball game. As the Stars break the press, get it back door. Good pass from Mestel into the hands of Bushcutter. Danny lays it up and in, and timeout, North Platte St. Pat's. So after being down 11-8, the Stars are on an 8-1 run and have taken the lead here by a score of 16-12. So St. Pat's is going to call the full-length timeout. And we remind you, as we keep it here, that there is college football to come here on Classic or on ESPN Radio as we move our Amherst-Ainsworth games at 5 o'clock over to Classic Hits 98.9. 2 bowl games. The Texas Bowl kicks off at 5 with Baylor taking on Illinois, and that will be followed at about 8:30 with Oklahoma State taking on Arizona in the Alamo Bowl, and we'll have all of that for you coming up here on ESPN Radio. Then 2 games tomorrow, Kansas State plays Syracuse and Nebraska takes on Washington. 16-12 here, girls game coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you the first half stats, preview the boys game. Should get a chance to talk to Kearney Catholic boys coach Don Leese as they get ready to take on the Irish boys in their contest. And for Kearney Catholic and North Platte St. Pat's, also 2 good teams. The Irish boys are 5-1, Kearney Catholic 4-2. Their losses are to Ravenna and Grand Island Central Catholic, number 1 team in C2, number 2 team in C1. Out of the timeout, we're back after it here, and the basketball will go to the Irish. Underneath, short jumper again, hangs on the rim but won't go. Sokolowski got the rebound, but then trying to get out of there, had it taken away. Steal made, shot up, no good. Save made there by the Irish underneath in Wiesler. Kicks it back under to Albury, who's forcing it, and it's taken away. Ripped out of her hands there by Sarah Leese. Up to Mestel. She weaves her way through traffic. We've got whistles and a blocking foul called. Blocking foul going to be called on North Platte St. Pat's Candace Shelton. And right in front of Coach Nate Steinke, who will ask Jim Langan why he blew the whistle and not the ref a foot away from the play. And at the line to shoot 2 will be Michaela Mestel. And the first one is up and in. So Michaela with her first point of the basketball game, and it is 17-12. 5-point lead here for Kearney Catholic, trying to make it six, but can't do it. Offensive rebound, though, Ellie Conley in the paint, has to shuffle it off to Sokolowski, and a reach-in foul called on Albury. So Albury reaches in and commits the foul. And for Shelby, that's her second, so Albury and Shelton each have two. It's also the seventh team foul, so we're into a one-and-one situation, and Bailey Sokolowski will be at the line. 17-12, Kearney Catholic. They're on a 9-1 run at the moment, trying to add to it. First free throw is short, though, and the rebound brought down by St. Pat's, and Sarah Lease reached in and committed the foul. Shelton got the rebound, and Sarah Lease with her first personal foul. Lease, Sokolowski, Conley, Howell, and Mestel, the original five starters, are out there for Kearney Catholic, who gets another quick foul. Mestel trying to make the steal, and the fouls all of a sudden evening up, but the Stars just kind of reaching in there one too many times in both instances and being whistled for the foul. 17-12, Kearney Catholic leads by five, 5:35 to go first half. In the paint, Torres wants the right-hand shot and puts it up off the glass and in. Jenna Torres with her first bucket and the first points of the second quarter here for the Irish. We put the pressure on, lob it down to Sokolowski, off of Bailey and out of bounds. North Platte St. Pat's tipped it away, and Kearney Catholic couldn't grab it back off the deflection. Her fifth turnover. So here come the Irish trying to get another run going. It's been many runs back and forth. Right-hand corner, they'll get it. Shelton into the corner. The jumper on the way, no good. Mestel will bring down her third rebound. Michaela Long outlet pass to Conley on the baseline. Turns and kicks it back out. Now Mestel for three. It's on the way in too strong. Rebound brought down by Albury. Irish 1-1, but there are no numbers there, so slow it down and hand it off to Candace Shelton. Shelton will bring it across the timeline, swing it over on the right wing into the hands there of Sam Byrne. Byrne into the paint, nice move. The jumper is on the way and in by Candace Shelton. Good pass, and Shelton did the rest, and back-to-back buckets now for the Irish, who are right back in the ball game now. 17-16, Howell comes down the lane. Nobody stops her, but she misses the runner. And the rebound brought down by O'Mallory, and off to the races. It's a two-on-two. Mandy brings it down, stops, kicks it out. First shot is going to be on the way, and short that time by Byrne. And good defense by Mestel. Made them take a tougher shot than they wanted. Then Michaela got the rebound. Over to Howell. Wide open three, almost walked. And she didn't take the three. She squared up and then didn't take it. Now Howell will take a 12-footer and hit it. Anna Howell with her second bucket, and the Stars' lead is 19-16, midway through quarter number two. You're listening to KXPN Kearney at ESPNSuperStation.com as Howell knocks the ball away to Mestel, comes the other way. She's fouled, and the shot is not going to go. Pretty strong foul by Mandy O'Mallory, her second. But the Irish, who are not going too deep on their bench to sub until right now, where we see Brittany Lawrence, a 6'3 freshman, getting ready to check in, have three players now with two fouls midway through the quarter. And Mestel's first free throw is up and in for her second point of the ball game. Megan Anderson comes in for Kearney Catholic, and for St. Pat's, Torres and Brittany Lawrence. 20-16 the score. Kearney Catholic with a 4-point lead. Second free throw, Mestel is up and it is in. And that'll make it 21-16. The lead back to five as the Stars have scored four in a row. Bushcutter comes back in for Kearney Catholic. So you've got Howell, Bushcutter, along with Conley, Anderson, and Sokolowski. St. Pat basketball tried to force it inside. It's deflected, but into the hands of Sam Byrne. Into the corner to Lawrence. Lawrence swings it over on the right side to O'Mallory, who's in there with those two fouls. Back up top to Byrne. Left-hand corner. Skip pass. Tried to get it into Lawrence and overthrew her, and it goes right into the hands of Ellie Conley. And here come the Stars. Howell pushes it up with the left hand. Turns and kicks it back out. Conley drops it into the right-hand corner. Bushcutter's there from 16, and it's up and in. Bushcutter with 7 in the quarter and 10 in the game, and it's 23-16. Kearney Catholic now with the biggest lead at 7, right after a run tied, or almost tied it, cut it to 1. That's 6 straight for the Stars. Here's O'Mallory for 3, and it's going to rattle in and out, no good. Rebound Lawrence, back up, no good, but she's fouled. So the tall freshman will go to the line, shoot a pair of free throws. 6'3 and just a freshman and built like it, just not a very big gal as far as weight, but she is a tall one, and by the time she matures a little bit, she's probably going to be a heck of a basketball player with that frame. The first free throw is no good, and back in is Candace Shelton. The foul was on Conley, and that is her second. 23-16, Lady Stars. Second free throw up, and Lawrence hammers that one right through. So Brittany's got her first point. Approaching the three-minute mark here, college football, 9 minutes to go first quarter. Maryland leads East Carolina 6-0 in the Military Bowl, first of three today, as Sokolowski's jumper on the right-hand wing is no good. Comes out long. Mandy O'Mallory, all 5-4 of her, has her fifth rebound. Gets it to Candace Shelton. Shelton, bounce pass to the trailer. That's Byrne. Burns to the right side. Nothing there. O'Mallory looked at a three. Kind of had an open shot and passed it up for the first time. She comes to the left side. Sokolowski, a hand in her face. Skip pass right side to Byrne again. Good defense here by the Stars, extending that zone. Let's see if St. Pat's can get it inside. They go to the high post to Lawrence. Little contact, but she held on to the ball. Over to Byrne to the free throw line. Shot blocked by Megan Anderson, but still retaining the possession of the Irish and just crashing her way in. They're throwing up a wild shot. It's Shelton, and the rebound comes down to Bailey Sokolowski. Gives it off to Hannah Howell. And up the floor come the Stars, looking to extend their six-point lead, but Howell's pass deflected away, picked up by Anderson. High post, they'll swing it left side to Bushcutter. Bushcutter double-teamed, needs some help, thrown away, steal is made. Up the floor, a one-on-one, and Sokolowski, good defense, blocks the shot there of Sam Byrne, and it's still going to be St. Pat basketball to the elbow, and the shot from 15 is up and in. Weisler. Brianna will hit her first bucket, 23-19. Stars have been getting back. If they are making a mistake or are getting a turnover, they are getting back, and St. Pat's hasn't had any easy layups so far in this first half. Stars will work it around the perimeter. Conley tried to get it into Anderson and had not made a very good pass. It was taken right away from her, and the Stars now all of a sudden have five turnovers in the quarter. Minute 20 to go here before halftime, 23-19, Kearney Catholic. O'Mallory into the paint, and Anderson blocks another shot in there, her third on the Weisler attempt. The ball is fought for. We get a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of St. Pat's. Coming back in for the Stars, Sarah Leese and Michaela Mestel. And here comes Shelby Alberry for North Platte St. Pat's. Stars will also bring in Jamie McCann. Alberry needs to be careful in there. Their leading scorer has a couple of fouls. They go to her for a three on the inbounds play, and it ends up being an air ball. And Sokolowski will save it to Mestel. Up the floor comes Michaela with a minute to go. Into the corner, tries to get it to McCann, and the ball's dropped out of bounds. It stays with Kearney Catholic, though. They say it bounced off of an Irish foot. Back into the ball game, Jenna Torres, and Alberry will come right back out. After a quick little stint. Inbounds pass comes to the right wing to Mestel. Skip pass left side. Sarah Leese, three-pointer on the way. It's over everything. Rebound to McCann. Tries to get it out front, and it's kicked out of bounds by the Irish. So another opportunity here for Kearney Catholic. 53 seconds to go before halftime. Listening to the Amherst Holiday Tournament on KXPN Kearney, ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug Duda with you here as we get close to halftime. In the corner, McCann's open, fires a three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by North Platte St. Pat's. Torres pulls down her fourth, and then Mestel trying to make the steal. Reach-in foul from behind. That'll be her second. It is the sixth team foul, so not to the line just yet. With 40 seconds remaining, here in the first half of play, the Irish have the ball, trying to make it a one-possession game. They're down by four. Into the corner, the jumper by Weisler from 13 feet. No good. Megan Anderson will bring down the rebound. Gives it off to McCann. 24 seconds to go. Gets it over to Mestel. Nobody stops her, so she'll shoot the 11-footer. No good. And then Jamie McCann is going to be called over the back, and that will give some free throw opportunities here to North Platte St. Pat's. Seventh team foul. And Howell is going to check back in for Kearney Catholic. 17 seconds remaining here in quarter number two as we get ready for halftime basketball. And the free throw by Jenna Torres is up and no good. Rebound brought down underneath by Megan Anderson. Kearney Catholic, plenty of time to get that last shot. Across the timeline, Anna Howell. Howell will bring it to the high post to Lease. They sag off her into the corner to McCann. McCann fires a three-pointer. It's short, no good. Rebound brought down by North Platte St. Pat's, and the Irish will not be able to get a shot away. And that takes us to halftime. At halftime, in a battle of green and white, it's the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars leading the North Platte St. Pat Irish by a score of 23-19. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will bring you all of the first half stats, preview the boys' game, which is still to come, so stay with us, and we'll be back after this timeout on ESPN Radio.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda with you here at Amherst. Halftime of our first game of the day, and it is a pretty competitive ball game. Kearney Catholic 23 and North Platte St. Pat's 19. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on ESPN Radio. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We'll look at the first half stats in just a little bit. Remind you that the boys' game is coming up next here on ESPN Radio as Kearney Catholic's 4-2 ball club will take on North Platte St. Pat's, who is 5-1 on the season. They've always played good basketball games. We've had buzzer beaters to decide who was going to win those. St. Pat boys' only loss came to Hershey, got thumped pretty good, and they've won some close ball games in overtime against Broken Bow to start the season, 6 points at Sutherland, and then they've been playing a little bit better against some 500 clubs like Gothenburg, Valentine, and then they played Sandhill Stedford right before Christmas and have been getting their offense going. After scoring an average of 43 points in their first three games, they're averaging about 62 points in their last three games. For Kearney Catholic, they've had a good season. They've just played maybe a little tougher competition, losing to the number two team in C1, Grand Island Central Catholic. They were with them most of the game, and then they lost at Ravenna, a game that they were pretty competitive in as well, who's the number one team in C2. Their wins so far over Sandy Creek, Ord, Elm Creek, and Axtell. And so they're looking for a quality win here today. Also later today, we've got on our sister station the second half of this Amherst Holiday Tournament doubleheader as Amherst and Ainsworth will do battle. The girls will play at 5, the boys at 6:45 on Classic Hits 98.9, and we'll have all that action for you as well. We'll bring you the consolation and championship games tomorrow. The consolation girls game will start first. They're talking about maybe starting a little earlier tomorrow because of the impending bad weather. That way Ainsworth and North Platte St. Pat's can get home as early as possible tomorrow. We'll keep you posted, but Athletic Director Ron Evans thinking that they might move it up an hour. If that's the case, the girls' consolation will be tomorrow at 10 a.m., and then they would go every hour and 45 minutes after that for games throughout the day. Regardless, we'll have them for you on our network of stations. The girls' consolation will be on our FM tomorrow, and then we'll bring you more basketball on ESPN Radio as well. 23-19, Kearney Catholic girls lead at the half, and we'll take a look at the stats in a minute.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price.
Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop. Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. College football midway through the first quarter. 7.5 to go in the Military Bowl. Maryland has an early 6-0 lead over East Carolina. Then at 5 o'clock today here on ESPN, Baylor plays Illinois, followed by Oklahoma State and Arizona. And that game will go at approximately 8:30 here on ESPN. Right now, let's take a look at our first half stats. First of all, for the North Platte St. Pat's Lady Irish, Mandy O'Mallory hit an early three. She's fired up a few more but hasn't been able to connect. She does have 5 rebounds. Sam Byrne has 2 points and 4 rebounds. Brianna Weisler, 2 points and 3 rebounds. Candace Shelton, 2 points and a rebound. Shelby Alberry, 7 points, leads the team, and those all came in the first quarter. She's got 3 rebounds. Jenna Torres, 2 points, 4 rebounds. And Brittany Lawrence, 1 point, 1 rebound. North Platte St. Pat's is winning the battle on the boards, 11 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in each quarter. 3-point shooting for the Irish, 1 of 4 in the first quarter and 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 4 in the first quarter and 3 in the second quarter of play. Foul situation, they'll have to be a little careful. 3 players with 2 fouls, Mandy O'Mallory, Candace Shelton, and Shelby Alberry. 12 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second. At the half, the Irish 19 points, 21 rebounds. 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, and 7 turnovers for the 5-2 Lady Irish. We'll come back and look at Kearney Catholic's numbers after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at your first half numbers for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Michaela Mestel has 3 points and 4 rebounds. Anna Howell has 4 points. Jamie McCann has 1 rebound. Bailey Sokolowski, 1 point, 4 rebounds, 2 block shots. Ellie Conley, 2 points. Danny Bushcutter has come off the bench and has a game-high 10 points, 2 rebounds. Sarah Leese, 3 points. She hit the first bucket of the ball game, a 3-pointer, 1 rebound, 1 block. And Megan Anderson has 3 rebounds and 3 blocks. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second. Free throws for Kearney Catholic, 2 of 4 the first, 2 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 4 in the first quarter, 1 of 6 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 2 in the first, 5 in the second. Yet the Stars still able, with not hitting it seemed like as many shots and maybe a couple of more turnovers, outscored St. Pat's in the second quarter. Foul situation, Michaela Mestel and Ellie Conley each have 2. 12 points in that second quarter to go with the 11 points in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic, 23 points, 15 rebounds, 4 out of 7 at the free throw line, 2 of 10 from 3-point land. The Stars, I have them for 6 block shots in the first half, and they have 7 turnovers. At the half, the 4-3 Stars, who were ranked as high as 3rd in the preseason in one paper and 9th in the other, leading the 5-2 Irish of North Platte St. Pat's at the half, 23-19. Again, the new rankings come out after the holiday tournament from the Omaha and Lincoln paper, and obviously the Stars are going to fall out of the top 10, but they're a little younger than maybe some people thought, had some of those mistakes early, and now Taryn Baum is out and will be for at least another month. I know they'd love to have her back by the conference tournament and for the postseason because they've got a very tough conference and a tough sub-district and district, especially with Minden in there this year. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. 2319 Kearney Catholic. We're back at the Amherst Holiday Tournament for second half action next.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Amherst High School, where we are ready for the second half of Kearney Catholic and North Platte St. Pat's here on this 29th day of December, just a couple of days left in 2010, and we hope you enjoy it, getting ready for college football later today, and of course the Huskers tomorrow taking on Washington in the Holiday Bowl, 9 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night. Well, the possession arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic, so they'll get the ball to start the second half of play, and they lead it by a score of 23-19. Original five starters are out there for the Stars. Mestel, Howell, Sokolowski, Conley, and Lease out against a 1-3-1 zone defense, it looks like here. A little change-up maybe from what St. Pat had been doing. They get it in Sokolowski. Oh, and they call Sokolowski for a charging foul. And Sokolowski tried to take the dribble after making the catch, ran over the defender. One of those where you had to call one or the other. Neither one would have been wrong. Sokolowski called for the foul. That's her first, and back over to St. Pat's for their first possession of the second half. Trying to dance through the double team there is Candace Shelton. Swing it backside, Torres. Torres also has to take that dribble before she shoots. That got the defense on her, and the rebound brought down by Sokolowski. Fifth for Bailey, and a foul called on the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's. And let's see who they got that one on in the middle of the lane. Going to be the third on Shelby Alberry. That's a tough one there. She's their leading scorer and has been quiet here lately. Conley to Mestel on the left side of the key. Into the paint. Lease is there. Turns around. Her 12-footer is short. And grabbing the loose ball is Candace Shelton. Outlet to Alberry. Alberry pushes it up left side but stops. Had more room to go. Decides to reverse it to the right wing. They'll get it to Shelton. Back into the wing to O'Mallory. Working from right to left. Pull-up jumper there. Backing up Shelton. Fires a 16-footer. No good. And Conley tips it out, and it goes to Michaela Mestel. McKestel with her fifth rebound with a lot of help there from Conley. And she takes it all the way in. Went right down the lane. Nobody stopped her. And Mestel with her first bucket of the ball game to go along with three free throws. And it's 25-19 Stars. First points here in the second half. Skip pass right side Shelton. Right now, St. Pat's just got to hit a few more of their open shots. The Stars are doing a good job forcing them in that 10 to 15 foot range, and they're not making many of them. Swing it over to O'Mallory. She likes the three. She shoots the three. It's too strong. Offensive rebound, though. Torres missed the gimme, and the ball pulled down by Michaela Mestel. So neither team very hot from the outside, as St. Pat's is 1 of 8 from 3-point land. Kearney Catholic 2 of 10. Sam Byrne in and Torres out. Just a minute 45 here into our second half of play on ESPNSuperstation.com, the World Wide Web, and on KXPN Kearney, 1460 AM. Doug Duda with you as the Stars bring the ball up the floor. High post they go. DeLeese swings into the left-hand corner. Conley, 18-footer, is going to be maybe partially blocked. It was pretty short. Brianna Weisler brings up the rebound. Outlet pass to the other end deflected, but the Irish run it down. Both teams a little anxious here, I think, to start the second half. But a timeout going to be called by Coach Nate Steinke. It's a 30-second timeout. Try and settle his troops down because they haven't been able to move the score here so far in the third quarter. 5:54 to go, third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 25, North Platte St. Pat's 19. We'll be right back.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on ESPN Radio. After the short 30-second timeout, Alberry will get the ball inside but put it up way too strong. And Sarah Lease will get the rebound here for Kearney Catholic. Move the ball up the floor and hand it to Mestel. Back over to Lease on the left elbow. Comes into the paint, kicks it up top. Mestel, double team. Good ball movement, the Stars. Moving the ball a little quicker here in the second quarter. Sokolowski forces the jumper, no good. Oh, Lease got the rebound, some contact. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Candace Shelton. But Sarah Lease had good position there. And St. Pat's will move the ball into the front court. Bounce pass up top. open but not taking the shot is Byrne. Give it back up top. The ball stolen away by Michaela Mestel. Here comes Mestel outracing everyone to the other end and scoring. So Michaela Mestel will get the job done, and then Anna Howell tries to steal it in the backcourt and commits the personal foul. So it'll go back over to North Platte St. Pat's. That's the second foul on Anna Howell. 27-19, Stars with their biggest lead of the ball game. And only 3 points have been scored here in about 8 minutes for North Platte St. Pat's. They get it underneath that on a change right here. They get it to Brianna Wiesler, and Wiesler will lay it up and in. That'll make it 27-21. Back over to Anna Howell. Stars get the ball back into the front court. Shot up underneath and in by Bailey Sokolowski. And Bailey now with her first field goal. So we got some new folks getting into the score column for Kearney Catholic. That got off to slow start. Shelton at the other end, shot no good. Wiesler saves the basketball and puts it up and in. And Brianna with her second bucket of the quarter. And the offense now picking up a little bit. 29-23, helping get the crowd woke up here in the middle of this Wednesday afternoon. As Howell's going to fire it up and draw the foul. Anna saw a little bit of a crease. I think both teams trying to be more aggressive here in this quarter. And Howell will go to the line to shoot two. Her first free throw attempts of the ball game. Foul is on Brianna Wiesler, her second. Anna Howell with 4 points so far in the game, and this free throw dancing around once, twice, won't go. Megan Anderson and Danny Bushcutter now check in for the Stars with 4:11 to go here in quarter number three. Second free throw now for Howell. Anna takes her time and fires it up and in. So Howell will get one of two. She's got 5 points, 30-23. And the Stars will push the ball up the floor. Move the ball to the top of the circle. O'Mallory swings it over to the left side. Irish go to the high post. Howell knocks it away. Shelton grabs it back. And we've got an offensive foul on the Irish inside, trying to step through the double team. We're going to call an offensive foul on Candace Shelton. That'll be her third personal foul. Third team foul. Well, we've just been told officially they're going to move up the holiday tournament start times 1 hour tomorrow. So that means the first game tomorrow will be at 10 a.m., girls' consolation, and then every hour 45 after that. So everything moves up an hour tomorrow, and when we get another sec, we'll give that to you. As Anderson comes down the lane, nice feed from Conley, and Megan will put it up and in for her first bucket. And the Stars now starting to get a little cushion between themselves and the Irish. It's 32-23. Kearney Catholic, 3.5 to go, third quarter. O'Mallory, right-hand corner, look baseline, it's covered. Kicks it back to the free throw line, leave it off there for a three-point bucket. Shelton fires, no good, and Anderson will pull down her fourth rebound. Out to Bushcutter, numbers aren't there, so Danny's going to have to slow it up. Give it to Conley. Conley, left elbow up to Howell, right side to Sokolowski, 15-footer. Hits the iron, won't go short. Rebound brought down by Wiesler. Baseball pass to the other end. Bushcutter deflects it away, but then it goes out of bounds off of Kearney Catholic. Howell couldn't run it down. So St. Pat's will get the basketball here right in front of their own bench. But I think we're going to get a timeout first. The Irish continuing to struggle here offensively, and so they'll call the full length timeout. 3:04 to go here in the third quarter of play. And Kearney Catholic leads North Platte St. Pat's in the opening round of the holiday tournament at Amherst, 32-23, and we'll be right back on ESPN.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Back to basketball here on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda with you here as we continue on with the Amherst Holiday Tournament. The North Platte St. Pat girls having trouble getting anything going since that first quarter. They've only scored 11 points in the last 12 minutes here, make it 13 minutes. They were up 12-11 after one, but now they're down 32-23. And call another timeout. They've only got two remaining in the game. On the right side of the key, Mandy O'Mallory. They've been trying to get away from the threes and get it inside, but the Stars just packing it in here. Zone out. Right side O'Mallory, down the low block. Ball kicks out to Shelton. Shelton free throw line covered. Out to O'Mallory. She'll cast the three and hit it. Mandy O'Mallory, who had the first bucket of the game from three-point land for the Irish, gets her second, and it's 32-26. Stars play that guards out at the top of the key, and then they able to use their height inside defensively as it's fed into Anderson's turnaround jumper. Five is too strong, and the rebound comes off to the Irish. Outlet pass from Sam Byrne down into the corner, back to Shelton at the free throw line, and the jumper up and in. And just like that, the Irish come out of the timeout, hit two straight buckets, and cut the lead to four, 32-28. Howell brings it up the floor, leaves it off for Sokolowski. Bailey, skip pass over to Bushcutter. A little low, but Danny able to go down and handle it. Guarded there by O'Mallory. Back over to Conley. Left-hand corner to Howell. Trying to post up Anderson covered. Howell dribbles in. Nothing there. Dribbles it back out. Comes to the right side to Bushcutter. Fires it into Conley. Double team. Kicks it back out to Danny. Over to Sokolowski. Good defense here by the Irish, who have a little more in their step right now. Howell decides to fly down the middle of the lane. Got her arm grabbed. She'll shoot two free throws. Mandy O'Mallory with her third personal foul, and that is the fourth team foul of the half here on the Irish. And Anna Howell will go to the line and shoot two. She's one of two at the line, and the first free throw here will not go. Sarah Lease comes back in for Kearney Catholic. Sokolowski will check out. And coming in for St. Pat's, Shelby Alberry, and Torres will check out. Lease, Anderson, Howell, Bushcutter, and Conley on the floor right now for the Stars. Second free throw, no good. Weisler gets her fourth board of the quarter, seventh of the game, and the Irish can keep the momentum going here if they can make a bucket. They've hit five in a row, and now they throw it away. Just their second turnover. Man, the third quarter, they've been taking care of the ball on both ends. Two turnovers in the quarter for the Irish, none for Kearney Catholic. Michaela Mestel will come in with 1:31 to go in the quarter, and Howell will get a breather. Mestel was on the bench there for quite a while, and Michaela will come back in to Conley. Three-point land. She's going to fire it up. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by the Irish. Getting in there to pull it down was Weisler again. North Platte St. Pat's into the front court. Stars been stuck on 32 for a while. Lob it into Alberry in traffic. Blocked out of there by Megan Anderson. That's her fourth blocked shot. Out of bounds it goes. The Irish will take it out underneath their own hoop. And O'Mallory to throw it in. They try to get it to Alberry inside. They get it to her. She is grabbed by the arm right away as they reach for the basketball and get the arm. And Ellie Conley with her third personal foul, third team foul of the half here on Kearney Catholic. Ball belongs now again to O'Mallory underneath the hoop. Same play covered, so they'll kick it out on the wing to Shelton. Candace Snow three, brings it up top. They'll get into their offense. Alberry, right-hand corner with it. Conley sags on her. A minute to go here in the third quarter, 32-28, Kearney Catholic. Stars, though, again, have went on a little scoring drought, and the lead has went from 9-4. Alberry walked with the basketball. Bailey Sokolowski returns to the lineup here for Kearney Catholic. And Kearney now has 50 seconds to get a good shot away here. Probably will not play for the last shot. Down to Sokolowski, to Anderson. Back out three on the way. Mestel, no good. Ball tipped back up, no good. Anderson, though, is going to score and draws the foul. Three-point play here for Megan Anderson. And it's 34-28, Kearney Catholic. Foul going to be called on Sam Byrne. That'll be her second. And Megan Anderson with her first free throw attempt of the afternoon. On the way, and it is too strong. Stars struggling from the line. Rebound comes out to Sam Byrne. Up the floor come the Irish. Stops at the top of the circle. Looks for somebody to give it off to. And it's going to be taken away by Mestel. Mestel one-on-one the other way. Left-handed scoop shot. No good. Good defense by Byrne on the play. The rebound brought down by Shelton. Shelton up the floor. Gets run over by Mestel, who was going for the steal. That's the third personal foul on Mestel. 20 seconds remain here in the third quarter of play. Checking in Torres again, and checking out will be Shelton. St. Pat's ball over here on the side to inbound. Trailing by six in the last 20 seconds here in the third quarter. O'Mallory has it between the circles, picks her dribble up, fires it right side to Weisler, skip pass left side. coming into the paint, no shot. Over to O'Malley, open three on the right side, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sokolowski for the Stars, 5 seconds. Bush cutter, oh, she heard everybody counting down and tried to pass it while she was dribbling it and called for the double dribble. Only turnover of the quarter for Kearney Catholic. And now St. Pat is going to get a chance to put a three-pointer up, or a shot up, we should say, with 3 seconds to go. Molly Klingensmith comes in for a moment. And throwing it in will be Candace Shelton from half court. 3 seconds to go. Get the ball in to Sam Byrne. Back to Shelton. Three-pointer at the horn. Too strong. And we go to the end of the third quarter with a score of Kearney Catholic 34. North Platte St. Pat's 28 at the Amherst Holiday Tournament. We head to the fourth quarter of our girls' game after this.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on KKPR and ESPN Radio. Coverage of the holiday tournament. Oh, you sneaky. I should have put it there, shouldn't have I? Sneaky, sneaky. Good crowd on hand. And we are ready to start the fourth quarter of play. 34-28 in North Platte St. Pat's is going to turn it over to start the fourth quarter of play, and Kearney Catholic will have the basketball. Up to Ellie Conley, over to Mestel. She's got an open three and drains it. First three of the game for Michaela, who now has 10 points in the ball game, tied for the team high with Danny Bushcutter, who got all 10 of hers in the first half. Now Albury fires at three, and it is over everything and picked up there by Megan Anderson. And off to the races, the Stars come. Numbers aren't there. Mestel gives it to Howell. Howell pulls up, throws up a 10-footer, and nails it. Anna Howell now has 7 points in the ball game. And North Platte St. Pat's calls timeout. Barely 30 seconds here into the fourth quarter. They're only going to have one timeout remaining, and they'll use their final timeout. 7:23 to go in the game. The Stars come out and get a steal and 5 points in 37 seconds, and it's now 39-28 Kearney Catholic. Seven in a row. They have their biggest lead at 11, and we'll be back with more high school hoops right after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you back here at Amherst. And a reminder, college football coming up later today here on ESPN. Right now, they're just underway in the second quarter in the Military Bowl. It's still Maryland 6 and East Carolina nothing. 2 minutes in to the second quarter. Here it's 39-28, Kearney Catholic girls leading North Platte St. Pat's by 11 with 7:20 to go. And Albury drives, shoots, won't go, and she has been the missing cog, it would appear, as the rebound's brought down by Megan Anderson. Albury had 7 points in the first quarter and has not scored since, and nobody has been really able to pick up any of that slack for the Irish. Stars get it down low. Anderson again puts it up, missed it, got it back, puts it up, draws the foul. Megan goes back to the line to shoot two, but Kearney Catholic is not shooting their free throws very well. They're 5 of 12. And Anderson is 0 of 1. All four of her points came in the third quarter of play. Foul is on Brianna Wiesler. And the free throw on the way by Anderson is going to be short. Kearney Catholic probably could have had this one put away had they shot free throws a little bit better. And the second free throw for Megan Anderson on the way. And this one will be no good. A little strong. Sarah Leese battles for the board, but it's ripped out of there by Candace Shelton. And Shelton has the rebound. Up the floor come the Irish. Over to O'Mallory. O'Mallory will dribble the ball a couple of times in the right-hand corner. Give it to Shelton. Has a little crease to the right-hand side. Attacks the hoop and scores. Nice play that time by the Irish. And Candace Shelton with 6 points. First bucket of the fourth quarter here for the Irish. 39-30. Sokolowski gets open in the middle and missed a little layup. It's getting a lot more open as the Stars have spread the floor in the middle, and the rebound brought down by Wiesler, and she's got 10, according to my count. Back to Shelton, 12-footer. The jumper sitting on her rim. It's in. Back-to-back buckets by Candace Shelton, 39-32. And up the floor come the Stars. So every time it looks like the Irish might be losing a little momentum, they find a way to get a couple of buckets. Howell will give it off to Sokolowski. Back over to Michaela Mestel. Inside Sokolowski, the free throw line, Mestel, pass down low. Anderson made a good catch of a high pass, and she's fouled again. And Megan gets the pleasure of going right back to the free throw line. And Brianna Wiesler with her third foul. Seventh foul on the Irish, and four have been called here in the second half on Kearney Catholic. Let's see if Anderson can break the hex here from the line. Two more free throws, and this one no good. Still 39-32, Kearney Catholic. The winner will come back and play in the championship tomorrow at 1:30. The loser plays at 10 a.m. They've moved the games up an hour. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Candace Shelton. And right now they're starting to get the battle of the boards to the Irish's side. Out to Albury, 16-footer, no good. And Anderson gets another board. She's been clearing the glass for Kearney Catholic. Gets it to Anna Howell. Stars got 5 points in the first 30 seconds of the quarter and now haven't scored in the last 2 minutes until right now, as the three-pointer barely ripples the net for Michaela Mestel, who has 10 of her 13 points in the second half. 42-32 Kearney Catholic. Irish into the front court, right corner, into the middle. It's tipped and stolen away. Mestel comes up with a loose ball. One-on-one goes by O'Mallory and lays it up and in. And a timeout by Kearney Catholic after the made bucket. So, again, a couple of buckets by the Irish. The Stars find a way to get those two buckets back. And with 5:12 to go here in the ball game, Kearney Catholic's lead is now 12 over North Platte St. Pat's, 44-32, and we'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And we are back with more high school basketball here on ESPN Radio. North Platte St. Pat's has the ball, but they're down by 12 after the Kearney Catholic timeout. Into Shelton. Shelton, who got fouled by Megan Anderson and about had that shot go in. Megan stands at 6'1", and Shelton at 5'6". Definite height disadvantage, but drew the foul. First one on Megan. And the first free throws of the second half here for the Irish, but it's no good by Candace Shelton, who has all 4 points here for the Irish in the fourth quarter. Second one coming up, and that one is good. So Candace Shelton now with 9 points to lead the Irish, and they'll put some pressure on with 5 minutes to go. Stars weren't really ready for it. Howell gets rid of it to Conley, still in the backcourt. Back to Howell, and 10-second count on Kearney Catholic. Give it back over to the Irish. That's just the second turnover of the half here on Kearney Catholic. So one of the reasons that they have been able to take care of the basketball is, or one of the reasons they've been able to extend the lead is because they've been able to take care of the basketball. 44-33, Irish ball. They trail by 11. O'Mallory for three, can't get it to go. And Danny Bushcutter back in will grab the rebound. Bushcutter was most of the offense of the first half of the Stars. She had 10 of their 23 points. Long pass down to Anderson, who beat everybody back, lays it up and in. And it's 46-33. Kearney Catholic now trying to put this one away and finish things off with 4.5 to go. Crossover dribble by Sam Byrne. Byrne will give it over on the left side to her teammate, who gets it right back to Sam. up top to O'Mallory, just playing a little catch. Burr now has some opening, puts up the 12-footer, but it's too strong. Rebound brought down by Danny Bushcutter. Bushcutter pushes it up on the left side, trying to go all the way. Good bounce pass to Anderson underneath again, but got tripped up and traveled. And that'll be her 10th turnover for the Stars. Five on the floor right now for the Stars. Looks like we're back to the original starters after that whistle. Mestel, Howell, Sokolowski, Conley, and Leese. And you look over at St. Pat's, and it looks like their original five on there, except Sam Byrne is back in, but they turn it over as well. So you've got O'Mallory, you have got Byrne, Albury. Also in there is Brianna Wiesler. And here comes Leese down the floor with it for the Stars, leading it 46-33. Low post Conley spins towards the paint, puts it up, comes up short off the front of the rim. O'Mallory will get her sixth rebound of the basketball game. 3:30 to go in the contest. And the jumper on the right wing is going to be too strong. St. Pat's just kind of throwing them up there right now and nothing going. Mestel rebound. Mestel hustles it down the floor. Outlet Howell. Howell off the glass, up and in. Anna with nine. And Mestel and Howell have picked up the play here in the second half. It's been all but two of the points. Mestel, Howell, and Anderson. Albury trying to find a way to get a shot. Goes out and grabs the ball in the left-hand corner. Into the paint they go. Shelton finds her way through traffic and puts it up and in. All 7 points in the quarter from Candace Shelton. The Irish need somebody else to help them out, but it may be too little too late. And Kearney Catholic trapped in the backcourt, forced to use a timeout. They'll have two remaining. The Irish have one remaining. 2:54 to go in the ball game. Kearney Catholic 48, North Platte St. Pat's 35. You're listening to the Amherst Holiday Tournament on KXPN Kearney and ESPNSuperstation.com. Thirty's fine, Grant.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to High School Hoops. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you all of today's basketball action. As we are in the first of four games at the Amherst Holiday Tournament, Kearney Catholic girls trying to officially put this away as they break the press, get it down to Sokolowski, and as she goes in for the shot, the foul going to be called on Brianna Wieser, her fourth, and two shots coming up here for Bailey Sokolowski. Stars found a way to attack that pressure and that overall defense of North Platte St. Pat's, and credit there, Coach Petrie and Schmidt just making a couple of minor adjustments, and it's really worked out well, and Sokolowski's free throw is good. Just her fourth point of the ball game, but it puts the Stars up by 14. Second free throw also good, equaling the largest lead of the afternoon. And it's 50-35, Kearney Catholic. Looks like both teams are going to be 5-3. St. Pat's will play tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. because they've moved it up here as Shelton comes into the lane and draws a foul on Michaela Mestel, her fourth. And again, the girls' championship, everything moved up an hour tomorrow, so it will be at 1:30. That means the boys tomorrow will play at 11:45. And 3:15. I guess for selfish reasons, that gets you in front of the TV even quicker tomorrow. They're moving them up because of the weather concerns, so Ainsworth can get back home or at least get on the road in the daylight either way. Same way for St. Pat's. Second free throw is good. So Shelton hits one of two, continues to have all of the points of the quarter here for the Irish, which is eight. And quickly up the floor, the Stars. Bushcutter with it on the left wing. Conley out there. Leese, Sokolowski, and, of course, Mestel. Baseline Leese. Sarah dribbles into traffic. It's kicked out of bounds by North Platte St. Pat's. 2:22 remains. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats for you here on ESPN Radio. Between the circles is going to be Mestel. The Irish setting in that 2-3 zone. Kearney Catholic tempted to just pull it out and run clock here. And it looks like the Irish may be content to kind of let the game get away. They got five faces sitting at the bench. The ball's thrown away. Up the floor with it, North Platte St. Pat. Shelton takes it in. The layup is up and in. Candace Shelton cuts it to 12, 50-38, 2 minutes to go. Long pass to get it across the timeline to Ellie Conley. Out to Bushcutter. See if maybe they start to foul here a little bit. Lob it inside to Sarah Leese, who's in a little trouble. Ball loose and finally gets out of the paint. Bushcutter holds it. Coach Rick Petrie says, get that back out top. Let's reset. High post Sokolowski. She just catches and then throws it to one of three guards. Out around the top of the circle, and now it's knocked away from Bushcutter. O'Mallory gets it ahead. Shelton, another shot up and in. Not over yet. 50-40, a minute and a half to go in a basketball game. Irish are still trying with a minute 20 now. Pressure on, thrown away again. Going in for the layup, O'Mallory puts it up and in, and it's an 8-point ball game. And a timeout, Kearney Catholic to stop the madness. Just when it looked like it was over, the Irish have cut it to 8 with a minute 13 to go. It's going to be a full timeout, it looks like, for Kearney Catholic. I think both teams tried to call the timeout, and they're going to give it to Kearney Catholic. So we'll take a break, a minute 13 to go, and there is six in a row by the Irish to cut it to 50-42. We'll be right back.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
50-42, Kearney Catholic with the lead, but a couple of turnovers here have made it interesting that have been taken in for fast break points by North Platte St. Pat's. Each team with one timeout remaining, a minute 13 to go. Kearney Catholic against full court pressure gets it in. Shayla Connor has come into the game, and they foul Shayla, and I imagine one of the reasons that she's in is she's a better free throw shooter. And Connor, seeing her first action, will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. That is the ninth team foul. So the freshman put in a little bit of a situation here. Megan Anderson comes back in. So you got Conley, Mestel, Connor, Anderson, Sokolowski on the floor. It was the fourth foul on Candace Shelton. And Connor's free throw is off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Candace Shelton. Up the floor come the Irish. Stops the three-point line, gives it off there to Byrne. Byrne into the corner, Alberry, 17-footer off the glass and the baseline, no good. Connor got the rebound. Over to Sokolowski to Mestel. They want her to have the ball and reaching in to tie her up. Shelton, but the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. Now that's good hustle because Mestel was anticipating the foul and instead they reached in and forced the jump ball. 53 seconds to go, still 50-42, Kearney Catholic. Stars to inbound it in the backcourt. They get it to Howell, and O'Mallory immediately reaches in and fouls her. But that is O'Mallory's fourth foul, and it is the 10th team foul. So two free throws every foul from now on. Anna Howell, just 1 of 4 in the ballgame, has 9 points. O'Mallory, Wiesler, and Shelton all have 4 fouls. So Coach Steins, he's got to get a couple of shadows, a couple of kids out there to go and foul a little bit. And another timeout going to be called here on the floor. And I'm a little surprised if St. Pat's burns their final timeout without the clock running, but that appears to be what has happened. 51 seconds to go. It's 50-42. Kearney Catholic back after this.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You got to go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
51 seconds to go as Anna Howell goes to the line to shoot 2 free throws here for Kearney Catholic, trying to extend the 8-point lead. The free throw is no good. Kearney Catholic is just struggling mightily from the line. 2 of 8 so far here in the fourth quarter. They're 7 of 20 in the game. Second free throw now for Howell. No good. Rebound. Oh, and Howell went in, tried to get the steal. They're going to call a jump ball. They wanted a foul on Kearney Catholic. Should have got a foul on Kearney Catholic. Wiesler got the rebound, and Howell tied her up. The arrow does point the way of the Irish, so here they go up the floor with it. They need quick shots, and they need made shots. With it on the left wing is Shelton, trying to find somebody for a three. Over to Alberry on the weak side. She'll take it to the hoop. Great bounce pass underneath, and a foul on Sokolowski will send Wiesler to the line. Again, not a bad foul. Make him earn it from the free throw line instead of give up the layup. And for Bailey, that'll be her second personal foul, the seventh team foul on the Stars. And for Wiesler, first trip to the line, she's got 6 points, 10 boards, seven of them here in the second half. And the free throw is up and no good. 4-4-9 in the game for North Platte St. Pat's. Sarah Lease re-enters, 36 seconds to go. Looks like Kearney Catholic, who's been on 50 forever now, going to hold on. Second free throw up, and it is in for Wiesler. Pressure's on, 50-43. Howell fouled in the backcourt, 35 seconds. Well, Kearney Catholic, you just kind of look at their season so far. They really haven't been in this situation. The games they've won a couple around 10 points. They beat Axtell by 9. They beat Adams Central by 10. That Adams Central game was probably the most comparable. They didn't pull away until the fourth quarter of that game. Howell's free throw, no good. Second free throw coming up for Anna. Looking for her 10th point, and too strong, no good. Alberry rebound, 7-point game, still live for the Irish. Up the floor, Shelton comes down the middle of the lane, throws the jumper up, but it won't go. Got a good look. Rebound brought down by Conley. Outlet pass to Mestel, and she'll be fouled with 23 seconds. And now without any timeouts, you have to figure the Irish probably don't have a lot of time or don't have enough time unless Kearney Catholic does something foolish and foul them on a three-pointer. Fourth foul on Sam Byrne. Four players with four fouls. Mestel to shoot two free throws, and it is no good. Not a laughing matter anymore for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw finally goes in. Mestel with 9 in the quarter and a game-high 16 points. 51-43 up the floor of the Irish. Over to O'Malley. They're trying to guard the three. Three-pointer is on the way. No good by Byrne. Ball loose on the floor. Another jump ball with 13 seconds to go. It'll be Kearney Catholics as Sokolowski and Alberry tied up for it. 13 seconds. And checking into the ball game is Morgan Miner. Also checking in for Kearney Catholic is going to be Brooke Muesch with just 13 seconds remaining. Sokolowski to throw it in. Looking for Mestel the whole time. Michaela up the right side, and they will foul her to stop the clock with 10 seconds to go. And on to the line goes Michaela Mestel for two more. And it will be the fifth personal foul on Sam Byrne. They'll quickly run in Kerry Slattery. And on the other end, Kearney Catholic brings in Carissa Dobish as this one, with just 10 seconds remaining, will finish it up. Sam Byrne, 2 points and 6 rebounds in the ball game. Free throw is up and in by Mestel. Funny thing was, Nate Steinke, with 2 minutes to go in the game, had sent 5 subs over, and then the Kearney Catholic Stars turned it over 3 straight times, 3 straight buckets, before there was a stoppage in play, and all of a sudden it was an 8-point game, and he said, well, get back over here. Let's see what our starters can do. But after that point, they only scored 1 more, and Mestel hits them both. 53-43, Kearney Catholic, and it will be North Platte St. Pat's with one final attempt here. They'll get the ball into the hands of Craighead, into the hands of Lawrence, lobs it inside. Ball knocked out of bounds with a second to go. And it'll be Kearney Catholic basketball. All they have to do is throw it in, and time will expire. So in our first game here, Kearney Catholic pulls away in the third quarter and holds on in the fourth. The Lady Stars of Kearney Catholic, 53. The Lady Irish of North Platte St. Pat's, 43. Both teams now 5-3 on the season. Back with all the numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show next.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And welcome back to Amherst. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we bring you the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Wishing you a happy new year. Thanking you for your business in 2010 and looking forward to serving you in 2011. If you're looking to work out, get in shape, they have got a whole new set of dumbbells in and workout weights. They're there for you at Misco Sports, where all remaining Husker apparel is 20% off. Get something new to wear for the bowl game tomorrow at Misco's. Final numbers for the Irish of North Platte, St. Pat's. Seven different gals scored. Mandy O'Mallory had 8 points and six rebounds. Sam Byrne had 2 points and six rebounds. Brianna Weisler, 7 points and a team high and game high, 10 rebounds. Candace Shelton led the team in scoring with 16 points. 12 of those came in the fourth quarter. She had seven rebounds. Shelby Alberry got off to a great start, scored 7 points, but they were all in the first quarter. She ended up with five rebounds. Jenna Torres, 2 points, five rebounds. Brittany Lawrence, 1 point, one rebound. The Irish did dominate the glass. They had 21 rebounds in the first half, 19 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second. 3 point shooting, 1 of 7 in each half. Turnovers for the Irish, 7 of the first and 8 in the second. 19 points at halftime and 24 in the second half. St. Pat's finishes with 43 points, 40 rebounds, 5 out of 10 at the free throw line, 2 of 14 from three-point land, and 15 turnovers. The Irish girls will fall to 5 and 3 on the season and will play either Amherst or Ainsworth, and Ainsworth hasn't won a game yet in the consolation game tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We'll be back with the numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to high school basketball, the Misco Sports postgame show here on ESPN Radio. Let's take a look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic. Michaela Mestel ends up having a game-high 18 points. 15 of those were in the second half. 7 rebounds for Mestel as well. Shayla Connor had 1 rebound. Anna Howell had 9 points. Jamie McCann had a rebound. Bailey Sokolowski, 5 points, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks. Ellie Conley, 2 points, 1 rebound. Danny Bushcutter, 10 points all in the first half. She had 4 rebounds. Sarah Lees hit the first shot of the game, a three-pointer, and that was it. 3 points, three rebounds, and a block. And Megan Anderson had 6 points, a team-high 9 rebounds, and 4 blocked shots. 15 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 7 in the first half, 6 of 20 in the second half. Whew. 3 point shooting, 2 of 10 in the first half, and 1 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 in the first half, and 6 in the second half, 3 of them bing, bing, bing there in the fourth quarter of play. But when it's all said and done, it's a win for Kearney Catholic. 23 in the first half, 30 in the second half, 53 points, 33 rebounds, 10 out of 27 from the free throw line, 3 of 13 from three-point land, 7 block shots, 13 turnovers. Kearney Catholic heads to the championship game tomorrow against the Amherst-Ainsworth winner at 1:30. Everything's been moved up an hour, 1:30 tomorrow with a 53-43 win over North Platte St. Pat's. Kearney Catholic doing it again without Taryn Baum, who had been their leading scorer and rebounder until she got injured and has missed the last couple of games now for Kearney Catholic. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Misco Sports, be better equipped for the games you play by seeing Steve and the gang at Misco's, where right now Columbia, Mizuno, Adidas, brand name clothing that's there for you. They've got a great selection of Husker gear, 20% off. If you got a little Christmas cash in your stocking or still need to buy a gift for a Christmas get-together this weekend, you'll find something great at Misco's. We're going to take about a 15-minute break, set it back to the ESPN studios, and then we'll be back with the St. Pat's and Kearney Catholic boys. Update from the Military Bowl, 3:20 to go in the first half, Maryland 15, East Carolina 3. Don't forget, coming up at 5, Illinois and Baylor, followed by Oklahoma State and Arizona here on ESPN. Again, the girls' game, Kearney Catholic wins it 53-43. We'll talk to you again in 15 minutes. From Lease, Alex comes into the lane and kicks it into the right-hand corner. And Fitzgerald gets it back out top to Jacob O'Brien. Nice bounce pass to the baseline. Keegan Fitzgerald puts it up and in.
Today, it's live coverage of the Amherst Holiday Tournament featuring Kearney Catholic, North Platte, St. Pat's, Ainsworth, and the host Broncos. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Powell will push the ball into the front court. Leaves it on the wing for Ellie Conley. Throws through the paint to Owen. Kicks it back out. Lease, 13-footer. Good. Sarah Lease knocks down her first jumper.
This afternoon, it's opening round action as the Kearney Catholic Stars battle the North Platte St. Pat's Irish. It's opening round action from the Amherst Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, it's a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Amherst with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And good afternoon once again, everyone, from Amherst. ESPN's continuing coverage of Holiday Basketball Tournament action takes us to this boys' opening round matchup between the Kearney Catholic Stars and the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show. It's game two of four today in the girls' game. Kearney Catholic was able to hang on for a 53-43 win over the Lady Irish. And then coming up after this, it will be Amherst, the host team, taking on Ainsworth in a girls' and boys' doubleheader that starts at 5 on Classic Hits, 98.9. Kearney Catholic 4-2, the Irish 5-1. Should be a good battle, and we'll get you all set for it with a look at the starting lineups in 1 minute.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Let's take a look now at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is simply better. First off, for the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's, number 10 of the 5'10" sophomore, Sean Keenan. Number 14 of the 5'10" junior, Matt Jensen. Number 20, a 5'10 senior, Sean O'Malley. Number 30, a 6'2 senior, Mickey Clinch. And number 44, a 6' junior, Andrew Vinton. Head coach is Rick Harris, assisted by Bill O'Malley and TJ Fleck. The Irish are 5-1 on the season. For Kearney Catholic, number 12 is a 5'8 junior, Keegan Fitzgerald. Number 21, a 5'6 sophomore, Brian Hoosman. Number 25, a 6'1 senior, Drew Butler. Number 30, a 5'7 sophomore, Alex Lease. And number 34, 6'2 sophomore, David Squires. Head coach of the Stars, Don Lease, assisted by Justin Moore, Brendan Lease, Adam Lease, Scott Carlin, and they are 4-2 on the season. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll get to the opening tip in a moment.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
North Platte St. Pat's is ranked 6th in Class C2 for the Irish. Kearney Catholic 9th in D1 in the preseason. And the opening tip actually controlled by Kearney Catholic. St. Pat's won the tip, but it went to Kearney Catholic. They're the home team, immediately attacking Lease. Missed it, got his rebound, missed it again. The Irish fighting amongst themselves for it. It'll be Andrew Vinton to get the rebound, and we are underway here on KKPR, and Kearney Catholic gets the steal. Outlet pass, Squires tries to get around a man, runs over a man, charging foul. Holding his ground the whole way was Sean Keenan, and David Squires called for his first personal foul of the basketball game. And that'll get it right into the hands now of North Platte St. Pat's, trying to make sure they don't turn it over, but the Stars getting after them aggressively here with their defense. Again, St. Pat's only loss coming to Hershey in their third game, although they got thumped pretty good, 63-41. For Kearney Catholic, their two losses to C2, number one Ravenna, and C1, number one or number two. And that is Grand Island Central Catholic. Now another steal by the Stars. So the Irish trouble getting it up the floor and haven't got a shot yet. Kearney Catholic to Alex Lees. Gets it tapped away from behind by Sean O'Malley as he went around him. And Kearney Catholic will take it out underneath. Just underway. Already a lot of action, though, and the Irish setting up defensively. Lease gets it inside to the right elbow. Squires a little far out. He's going to give it to Hoosman. Back to Squires, right-hand corner. Three-pointer is nothing but net. So just like the boys' game, Kearney Catholic starts off the girls' game, or just like the girls' game, they start off the boys' game with a made three-pointer to go up 3-0. North Platte St. Pat's trying to work there with Jensen and Keenan. I'm a little surprised at how much trouble they're having getting the ball up the floor. Timeout to Jim Langan. Thought the Irish wanted a timeout. They did not want a timeout. And so they'll go ahead and take it out. Didn't matter. St. Pat's was getting up the floor there. And it would have been just them getting it up the floor. So it wasn't like they blew the play dead on something that was really going to lead to a bucket or a turnover. So right now the Irish have it against the man-to-man here at Kearney Catholic. Dribbling into the left-hand corner. Sean O'Malley doesn't like it up top. Here's a three-pointer on the way by Keenan. No good. Long rebound comes out to Drew Butler. Butler looks up the floor. He finds Lease. Left wing back to Drew. Drew for three. The high archer is going to rattle around. No good. Over the back, the ball is going to be tipped in by Squires. Maybe. I'm going to give it to Squires. I think St. Pat's might have actually tipped it in. 5-0, Kearney Catholic on a weird little play at the other end. Irish get it down on the low post. Big fella is there, and turning around and dropping it in is Mickey Clinch. Remember Clinch from playing here in the last holiday tournament, in the last couple, as another three is on the way by Squires. No good. Rebound brought down by St. Pat's, and Andrew Vinton has another one. Outlet pass gets it to O'Malley. 3-on-2, tries to force it into the hands of Clinch, and it's down around his ankles, can't grab it, and out of bounds it goes. 5-2, Kearney Catholic. And Abe Clinch is going to come into the ball game. So you got Abe for Kearney Catholic, Mickey for North Platte St. Pat's. And they're both on the floor right now with 5:40 to go here in the first quarter of play, and Kearney Catholic turns it over. Well, momentarily, the ball got knocked away, picked back up there by Keegan Fitzgerald underneath the Squires, double-teamed. Back out to Fitzgerald on the right wing to Clinch, top of the key, Butler into the paint, Lease, double-teamed, nowhere to go. The ball deflected away by Sean Keenan, and the Stars now do turn it over for the first time in the basketball game. Down the floor, they get it underneath, short little shot by Keenan, no good. Squires has the rebound for Kearney Catholic. Up the floor, Lease waits for one man to go by. Then a second man gets a hand in his face, misses the shot. The rebound brought down by Jensen, and in his face, Mickey Clinch again. And so a lot of running and not much else going on right now here in our boys' contest. 5-2, 3 minutes in, Kearney Catholic. Squires denies the ball into the corner, and they'll reset. And in for Kearney Catholic, three new faces. We've got Brett James re-entering Brian Hoosman, and Robbie Yoakum comes in. Staying on the floor, Abe Clinch, Andrew Butler. St. Pat's basketball, Kearney Catholic already showing that they want to use their depth as this game progresses to maybe wear the Irish down. Mickey Clinch in the left-hand corner, kicks it back out on the wing, gets it there to Matt Jensen, and as Jensen heads to the hoop, a hand-check foul going to be called on Brett James. That's the first foul on James, second foul on the Stars, and North Platte St. Pat's will take it out on the baseline. Throw it into the corner to Clinch. From O'Malley, trying to set Sean up for a three. Off the pick, they get it set, and he is crushed on the three-pointer. Abe Clinch didn't get there in time. The three doesn't go. Clinch will have his first foul, and three free throws coming up for Sean O'Malley. First free throws of the ball game for either team, and the first of three on the way and in. Chance to tie it here if he makes them all. Second free throw. On the way, and it's in there, no problem. 5-4, and back in Keegan Fitzgerald, and Abe Clinch will check out. And the third free throw now for Sean O'Malley. Got them all. So O'Malley hits all three, and it's 5-5. We're tied up here in the first quarter. Up top with it, Fitzgerald. Over to Yoakum, left wing, puts the ball on the floor to the left elbow. Over to Butler, he's got another open three, but the high archer is off the mark. And going high in the air, Matt Jensen will pull down his second rebound. Stars immediately get on that ball. St. Pat's trouble getting up the floor, just heading up Sean O'Malley through traffic to Clinch, takes it to the hoop, puts it up, and an offensive foul going to be called on Mickey Clinch. Trying the charge is Yoakum. That'll be the first foul on Clinch, first foul of the game on St. Pat's. 4:09 to go here in the first quarter. 5-5 your score on ESPN Radio and ESPNSuperStation.com. Great to have you along with us. Ball works to the right-hand corner. Back up top to Fitzgerald. Over to Yoakum. Yoakum, ball above his head on the weak side. Now trying to post up Hoosman. Covered by Clinch. Hoosman comes out, takes it at the three-point line. Now weaves his way down the lane, and he'll scoop it up and in. Brian Hoosman with his first bucket. Kearney Catholic up by a score of 7-5. 3:40 to go here in quarter number one. Up the floor, right side, Sean Keenan brings it to the baseline, brings it into the lane, kicks it off the last second to Vinton. Vinton misses the short jumper. Rebound, Drew Butler. Long pass trying to get it to Fitzgerald. It's underthrown. Sean O'Malley will get the steal. Second Kearney Catholic turnover, and Matt Jensen with it. Double team. Gets it over to Keenan. Keenan down the middle of the lane, dishes it off for Clinch, and Clinch wasn't ready for it. He was getting squared up for a rebound. Thought the ball was going to be shot. Lease and Clinch and Squires all back into the game here for Kearney Catholic. 7-5 Stars with 3:15 to go here in the first quarter of play. Amherst and Ainsworth will play next, and a reminder that they have moved tomorrow's games up 1 hour. So instead of starting at 11, we'll start at 10 a.m. tomorrow as Lease drives in. His runner, no good, pretty well defended. Mickey Clinch will bring down his first rebound. Trapped at midcourt is Jensen, throws it backwards to Keenan. Now into the front court for a three. O'Malley puts it up, no good. Rebound, nobody can grab. Out of bounds to St. Pat's. Brian Hoosman back in. Stars subbing in at almost every break right now. Not the case with the Irish. Not near the depth for St. Pat's. They never really have been a deep team when they come into this holiday tournament. And I think Kearney Catholic decided to take advantage of that right away if they could. Driving in is Jensen. Jensen trapped at the free throw line, kicks it back out, and they'll reset. Right side of the key with it is O'Malley. Top of the circle, reverse it. Vinton. Down low, Clinch. Clinch doesn't want to take that shot. Back out on the wing to Jensen. Great defense by the Stars. Jensen tries baseline. Scoop shot no good. Clinch rebound. Back up and in and a foul. Mickey Clinch ties the ball game with the offensive putback and has a chance to give the Irish their first lead here in the opening quarter. Butler wants to get back into the ball game here for Kearney Catholic. The winner will play tomorrow afternoon in the final game at approximately 3:15. Free throw up and in for Mickey Clinch. So Clinch hits the three-point play, and it's an 8-7 St. Pat's lead. So they're on an 8-2 run after Kearney Catholic got the first 5 points. Squires up top, Fitzgerald, head fake into the paint, coming through, the ball knocked away, but then O'Malley couldn't find where it went. Kearney Catholic picked it back up. On the left wing, Hoosman looking for a pick. Kicks it out of the wing. Long three, Alex Lease. Front of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, Squires. Nice save out to Butler for three, and he hit it. David Squires saved the ball going out of bounds. They kick it to Butler, and he'll drain the three-pointer. And it is 10-8, Kearney Catholic. Second three here in the opening quarter by the Stars. Minute 40 to go in the opening stanza. Working the ball up the floor. Three-pointer on the wing. Sean Keenan can't answer. Drew Butler will go up and pull it down. Third board here for Drew in the first quarter. Left-handed dribble down the left wing. Left elbow. Squires top of the circle. Shoots it right away. Stars didn't work the offense at all. Rebound brought down there by Alex Lease, who gives it to Yoakum, who drives and draws the foul. And to the line will be Yoakum. Robbie to shoot two. The foul was called on Matt Jensen. No. Well, let's see. The free throw is up and in. They've got number 14, Matt Jensen, his first. Okay. They had about three different scenarios up there, and we'll settle on Jensen's first foul. James back in for Kearney Catholic. So is Fitzgerald. Yoakum, Squires, and also Butler on the floor. Yoakum's first good, second good. Robbie hits them both. Robbie Yoakum comes out and back into the ball game. Connor Strite. Now the Irish are going to go to the bench. Here comes Sean Ryan and Joseph Clinch checking in. 12-8, Stars with a quick five to regain the lead, back up by four with a minute 20 to go here in the first quarter of play. North Platte St. Pat's up the floor, a little out of control. O'Malley puts it up, no good. Offensive rebound, tips it to himself, back up and in, Sean Ryan. Ryan made sure that he got the ball before he shot it. Good play that time instead of just trying to throw one up. Now Butler at three in transition, rattles out, no good. Ball tipped out. The only green jersey there is Sean Ryan. Ryan clears it on the right wing. Irish want to run now that they've cleared it. Three on three. Lob it into the corner. Matt Jensen. Wraparound pass to Joe Clinch. Kick it back out top. Three-pointer on the left wing. In and out. Rattle all around. The end came out. Sean O'Malley. Rebound brought down by Squires. His outlet pass tipped pulled down by the Stars. 39 seconds to go here. And Squires got himself in a jam and just threw it out. Nobody was there. Stars moving a little too fast here in the first quarter. That's why they've made a couple of turnovers and had a couple of mistakes. Checking back in is going to be Brian Hoosman. 36 seconds remaining in the first quarter. 12-10 the score. And the Irish get the ball back. Chance to tie it or even take the lead with a three. Brett James pestering Matt Jensen in the backcourt. Matt comes across the timeline, gives it on the left elbow. Holding it there is going to be Joseph Clinch. Now decides to make a move with his right hand. Takes it from the left side of the key to the right and puts it up and in. Nice strong move there by the sophomore Joe Clinch. We're tied at 12. 14 seconds to go. Again, the Stars wildly into the lane. Lose the basketball. St. Pat's brings it up the floor. Looks for the lead. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Swing it over to the right side. Matt Jensen backs up. A long fadeaway. Three is in. He had to back up and throw it up from his hip and hit it. So Matt Jensen hits the lone three of the opening quarter here for North Platte St. Pat's, and they score the final 7 points of the quarter. And at the end of one, it's the St. Pat's Irish 15, the Kearney Catholic Stars 12 at the Amherst Holiday Tournament on ESPN Radio.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, Doug Dudaback with you here at Amherst. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Ron Evans and Roger and Tom and all the folks here for their hospitality. and to our many fine sponsors allowing us to bring you high school sports. Today, the Amherst Holiday Tournament. A couple of days left. GNAC Tournament going on at Kearney. Welcome all the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference teams to town for that. Hastings, Adams Central, and St. Cecilia, Hastings High all playing today. All the Grand Island schools playing today. The busiest day probably of the holiday tournament season. And St. Pat's will get the ball to start the second quarter, and they force it down low. And there's Mickey Clinch, point blank, lays it up and in at the other end. He gets back to block the shot of Connor Strite. First block of the ball game for North Platte St. Pat's. And it's 17-12, a 9-0 run by the Irish. Over on the left wing with it is going to be Sean Ryan. Tries to get it inside, the ball deflected away. Turnover North Platte St. Pat's. Up the floor comes Hoosman through traffic. Too much traffic for him to make the shot. Missed it. Got it back. Hoosman kicks it out on the wing. The jumper is no good by Fitzgerald, who's been very quiet so far. And the rebound to Matt Jensen. Each team had four turnovers in the first quarter of play. Rebounds, each team had eight. Free throw shooting, Stars 2 of 2, Irish 4 of 4. 3-point shooting in the first quarter, 2 of 8 for Kearney Catholic. And the only one St. Pat's made was the one at the buzzer, 1 of 5. Foul called here in the backcourt on Kearney Catholic is going to be their 5th team foul already. Not sure which guy they call that on. They're going to call it on Fitzgerald, his first. Hoosman, the other way. Brian Hoosman, 21, gets that one, also his first. Try to get it down low, looking for some room. No room, and a foul going to be called, sending Joe Clinch to the line. He got in there deep on Alex Lease and just kind of leaned into him, and Lease commits the foul. Fifth foul on Kearney Catholic, and the free throw is up and no good for Joseph Clinch. And the second foul, shot on the way and good. 3 points for Joe Clinch. Mickey Clinch leads the team with 7 points. Kearney Catholic, 5 points from David Squires, the first five of the game. Up top, Squires with it. Kind of sag on him, look for the back cut, it's covered. Swing at the left side of the key. On the wing, Lees now comes in, forces the jumper, no good. None of those shots are falling right now. The Stars doing a good job getting in, but St. Pat's holding them off, and Joe Clinch with the rebound. Across the timeline, Sean Keenan sees a little bit of room. Bounce pass underneath. Short little shot won't go. Mickey Clinch keeps it alive. Ball still loose. It's out of bounds. And they're going to give it to Kearney Catholic. Nobody did control it. Good hustle. And some substitutions coming into the ball game. Let's try and set the five on the floor for you here if we can. First off for Kearney Catholic, it'll be Fitzgerald, Butler, Squires, Yoakum, and Lease. And for St. Pat's, looks like their original, well, not quite the original starting five. Right now, Fitzgerald decides to take a long three, but it's off the mark. Squires got the rebound. He'll put it up and in. Squires had position the whole way, and he gets his 7th point and 4th rebound of this first half. 18-14, and that snaps a 10-0 run by St. Pat's. And up the floor again, a reach-in foul called on Kearney Catholic. I don't think they're keeping the fouls right on the board here. I got a couple more for Kearney Catholic. 18-14. I believe it was on Lease. And that should be his second, but they say one on the board, and now a whistle. Away from the ball on an illegal screen, and they'll call that on Sean O'Malley. That's his first. 18-14. 5:25 to go here in quarter number two. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. All the stats, recap of the girls' game and more. The ball stolen away by the Irish. Up the floor they go for an easy layup. Andrew Vinton will score. And a timeout by Kearney Catholic, a full-length timeout. 5:12 to go here in the second quarter of play. And it is North Platte St. Pat's 20, Kearney Catholic 14. You're listening to the Amherst Holiday Tournament on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from Certified Techs.
Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West.
You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And after the Kearney Catholic timeout, we get back to basketball. Squires up top, Lease. Lease puts the ball on the floor, gets into the paint, dishes it off to Butler. Spin move, too close, missed. Missed it again on his offensive rebound. And on the floor, Andrew Vinton will grab the loose basketball. Outlet pass, no numbers, so they'll slow it down. Kearney Catholic having trouble making a bucket here on a lot of four shots. Vinton at the other end throws one up, no good. Rebound, Joe Clinch, clears, makes the shot up there, no good. Yoakum with the rebound. Boy, the teams are trying harder to get a shot than they are to get a good shot. They're just forcing their way in and then throwing the ball up. And that's one of the reasons nobody's getting any points. Squires almost banked it in from the free throw line. Matt Jensen gets the rebound. Outlet pass. Get it to Sean O'Malley across the timeline. A little off balance. He finds his teammate Jensen, who comes in. Missed the runner from 4 feet. Yoakum has the rebound. And a carry called. Turnover number 6 on Kearney Catholic. 5 on North Platte St. Pat's. For St. Pat's, they have on the floor Sean Keenan, Sean O'Malley, Mickey Clinch, Andrew Vinton, and also Matt Jensen. So the original five are out there now. You can tell it's an Irish community with a couple of Seans and a couple of O'Malleys. And all of them out there on the floor, leading to a 20-14 Irish lead. Midway through quarter number two. Lob it to the high punch, Mickey Clinch. Out on the right wing, three-pointer up by Sean O'Malley. It comes up short, no good. Rebound, Drew Butler. Baseball pass down the floor, but thrown away again. Kearney Catholic's doing that almost every time right now, and Don Lease is getting frustrated. He's going to go even deeper down the bench. And checking in, Matt Moore. One of those situations where if you're not getting the job done, Coach Lease is going to keep putting people in until he finds someone that quits making mistakes. And Mickey Clinch on the inbound gets position on the low block, scores and draws the foul. And the Irish now start to take control of this basketball game, 22-14. They are on a 14-2 run going all the way back to the first quarter. The foul on David Squires, the free throw no good. Squires will get the rebound and give it off to Drew Butler. Stars, top of the circle. Pick it up, Drew Butler, over to Matt Moore. And, of course, when you're not hitting threes, the Stars struggle. When they are, then they get right back in it. Here's another three that's over everything by Butler. And the rebound brought down on the backside by Sean O'Malley. And then it's knocked out of his hands, but it'll stay with the Irish. Again, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Kearney Catholic won the girls' game 53-43. But did not necessarily play their best coming out of the holiday break. 10 of 27 at the free throw line. Coach Rick Petrie will join us. Plus, we'll look forward to the Amherst-Ainsworth games. Down to Clinch in the lane. 3 seconds. Yep, there it is. Once Clinch didn't shoot it, and he got so deep that he was actually behind the glass, he made the pass, and the official said, I got to call 3 seconds. And that'll be the second turnover of the quarter and sixth of the game for the Irish. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. And it is 22-14, North Platte St. Pat's. Kearney Catholic, this is their lowest output the first half all year. Down low to Fitzgerald. Now open in the paint is Squires. Takes an extra dribble, gives it to Hoosman, to Matt Moore. Pull-up jumper, no. Offensive rebound, Squires. Got some people in the air and draws the foul. So David Squires has 6 rebounds. And the foul is on Andrew Vinton, his first. Fourth team foul on the Irish. Squires will make his first trip to the line. He's got half of Kearney Catholic's points. Although one of those buckets looked like maybe was tipped in by North Platte St. Pat's. Free throw is up and it is in. 22-15. Moore out. Abe Clinch back in for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw now on the way and it is in. So David Squires hits them both, 22-16, North Platte, St. Pat's. Irish with a basketball. Trapped in the backcourt, losing his dribble, and a timeout going to be called. Sean Keenan was trapped, and the Irish called a timeout. Not sure they wanted one, but they do get one. Full-length timeout going to be taken by North Platte St. Pat. So with 2:34 to go in the first half, the Irish lead it over Kearney Catholic 22-16 on ESPN Radio. We'll be right back.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And welcome back to high school basketball. There's also college football going on today. Maryland gets an early score in the second half, and they're blowing out East Carolina. 13 minutes to go, third quarter. Maryland leads it 23-3 in the Military Bowl. We have got Illinois-Baylor following our basketball, and then it's Oklahoma State-Arizona, doubleheader. Boy, dribbling and dribbling and dribbling, Sean Keenan. Good defense out there by Keegan Fitzgerald, and finally he gets rid of it. He lost him just enough to get that five-second count off of him about three times. Up top with it, Vinton. Back over to Keenan on the weak side. Clinch comes through, catches in the paint, kicks it out front to Jensen. Jensen's three-pointer is no good. Offensive rebound, Clinch. Fires it back up, no good. Now Vinton, an uncontested putback, is up and in. And the rebounds are going to North Platte St. Pat's, and their second and third opportunities are getting the job done. 24-16, Irish. A minute 35 to go here in the first half. Squires on the right wing. Mickey Clinch sags on him. Fitzgerald got an open look at a three, and it's going to hit the front of the rim. No good. Mickey Clinch got the rebound. The Stars are 2 of 11 from beyond the arc. Outlet to Vinton. Vinton beat everybody back, and he's got six here in the quarter. And the lead is at 10. 26-16. Not what the Stars were looking for. Out of the timeout. Squires right side of the key. Again, decides he wants to dribble the basketball, not a guard. Kicks it back out. Fitzgerald swings it over the left side to Brian Hoosman, to Abe Clinch. Three-pointer Fitzgerald again. They're starting to get a little worried about shooting the three. They're kind of double-clutching because they're not making any. The rebound to Drew Butler, his sixth, and a foul going to be called on St. Pat's. Going to go on Sean Keenan with a hold, his first. Fifth team foul. Alex Lease back in. He'll take the three off the inbounds, and it will not go. One of those halves for the Stars, and Mickey Clinch, his fifth rebound. But the ball stolen away in the backcourt by Hoosman. Got it underneath the Squires, and Squires will score. Nice defensive play by Brian Hoosman to get the steal, and it's 26-18. Squires with all the points for the Stars here in the second quarter. He's got six. An eight-point lead by the Irish. 30 seconds to go. See if they hold for the last shot. Mickey Clinch tries to drive. Kicks it out of the wing to Sean Keenan. Comes down the paint. Out of control. Throws it up. No good. Rebound. Tapped around. David Squires has his seventh. Squires trying to dribble it up the floor. Now passes it across the timeline to Lease. Hands it off to Butler. Leaves it off underneath for Hoosman. The five-footer off the glass up and in. Brian Hoosman will score. And it's 26-20. 7 seconds to go. Irish stuck in the backcourt. They're trying to throw it down the floor. Vinton puts it up at the horn. Oh, and he almost got it. Hardly was even looking at the bucket from the stands, and it hit the inside of the iron and kicked away. But a good job defensively by North Platte St. Pat's, holding Kearney Catholic to just 20 points here in the first half, their second lowest first half output of the year. In fact, I'm not positive. They lost to Central Catholic 61-41. But I think they had more than 20 at half, if I remember right. But anyway, score is 26-20 in favor of the North Platte St. Pat's Irish. We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report and a chat with Rick Petrie after this timeout.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop. Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on ESPN Radio. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. They'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. At the half in our boys' semifinal game, North Platte St. Pat's 26 and Kearney Catholic 20. We'll break down the first half numbers in just a little bit. Also, we're going to talk with Coach Rick Petrie of the Lady Stars in a second. Halftime has turned into the third quarter in the Military Bowl. Maryland leads East Carolina 23-3. When we're done with basketball, we've got a bowl doubleheader, Big 12 bowl action. Illinois plays Baylor in the Texas Bowl, kickoff at 5, followed at 8:30 by Oklahoma State and Arizona in the Alamo Bowl. On Classic Hits 98.9, after this game, we're going to switch over for the Amherst-Ainsworth doubleheader. You've got the girls' game at 5 and the boys' game, which features an unbeaten Bulldog ball club, at 6:45. Also, tomorrow's games have been moved up 1 hour. If you've been watching the weather, bleh, and it's going to be worse to the north and the west of the Kearney area. And with Ainsworth and North Platte St. Pat's here, they want to give them a chance to get on the road as early as possible and maybe get some daylight so they can drive home tomorrow. So the first game tomorrow is at 10 a.m. with the girls' consolation. Then at 11:45, the boys' consolation. Girls' championship at 1:30, boys' championship at 3:15. The Kearney Catholic girls will be in that girls' championship at 1:30. And joining us now to talk about their 53-43 win over North Platte St. Pat's is Rick Petrie. And, Coach, come out of the break. You never know what to expect. You had a pretty good battle here with the Irish. These teams always find a way to put a good battle together. And if you just pick up the stats, you're going to go, it may not have looked that good, but you found a way to win. I guess my question, I was thinking of this as the game ended. You were 10 of 27 from the free throw line, 3 of 13 from three-point land. Took care of the ball till the fourth quarter. How'd you win the game?
Well, I guess in between there, we played pretty decent basketball. You know, second half, we got off to a pretty quick start, hit our first two or three shots and, you know, kind of built a lead. And then we did a lot better job of getting the ball inside second half against their zone, and I thought that was one of the keys to our success.
Yeah, you had 23 points in the first half, and 10 of those came off the bench with Danny Bushcutter. So everything else, nobody else really got hot. And then in the second half, it was Mestel, it was Howell, and it was Megan Anderson coming off the bench that had the majority of your points. Michaela really kind of put things away in the fourth quarter, but Megan did a lot of good things coming off the bench, led the team in rebounds, blocked some shots down low, kind of put North Platte St. Pat's at a spot where they couldn't score and couldn't get a lot of runs going.
Yeah, she's done a really nice job the last couple games. I think she had a double-double last game and then played well again. She's probably our best rebounder with Theron being out right now, and that was a big key because, to be honest, the first part of the game, we didn't rebound the ball very well. They were more aggressive, and it seemed like every bounce went their way, and, you know, part of that's lack of effort on our part. But, you know, again, we came back, and we found a way. Danny gave us a good boost the first half, hitting some shots, and then, you know, I thought Michaela played very, very well the second half.
First chance for her to play a varsity game in the Amherst gym. Yeah. And, of course, for the folks that don't know, this is where she grew up. Was she excited? Could you tell that there was anything? Is there anything to that?
Oh, you know, I think there is a little bit. You know, I'm sure she spent a lot of time here. And, You know, I think it was kind of bittersweet, though. You know, her mom was put in the hospital last night, and, you know, they also said that she hopefully will get out later today just as a precautionary measure. So, you know, I'm sure it was fun for her being back in this gym. She shot a lot of shots here, and, you know, again, like I said, she played very well the second half and made a huge difference, hit a couple big threes in that fourth quarter, and, you know, made a couple passes on the break, and, you know, if we can just keep her staying out of foul trouble, it really helps.
Well, and I'm sure once she got into the flow of the game, maybe you think more about basketball than some of the other things that are going on out there. That's good for her. You get the 18.7 rebounds from Michaela. Danny had 10. Megan, 6 points, 9 rebounds. And I think also probably big, we mentioned this in the second half, with Ainsworth coming in, a team that hasn't won a ball game, whoever goes to the consolation maybe would have an easier time, at least this way. Amherst has stepped up. They played some good basketball. They blasted an Axtell team that gave you some problems.
Exactly.
So, I mean, this is no gimme tomorrow.
Oh, no, absolutely not. They've played very well so far. And, you know, if we continue to shoot free throws as poorly as we have the last couple games, you know, we've had a chance to really, you know, bury some teams. And we just, you know, we were, I think, 13-34 against our Axtell, and then 11-29 or something like that tonight. You just can't do that, and hopefully they'll come out and shoot the ball with a little bit more confidence tomorrow.
I know it can't turn around in one day, and if it does, it's kind of a fluke. What do you do? I mean, you've had this, you've addressed this problem. It's not, sometimes it's, you know, maybe you're shooting only 50%, well below 50% the last two games. As a coaching staff, what do you try to do to fix that?
You know, we've worked on a lot of different things as far as free throws, pressure-wise, and, you know, individual-wise, and trying to get them to make things under pressure and, you know, have consequences for those things. And, you know, just keep working at it. Up until the last two games, we're about 65% over our first, you know, five or six games. But we, for some reason, have struggled. And then again, you know, a lot depends on who you're getting to the line, too. You know, if you're good free throw shooters or shooting the majority of free throws, then your percentage is going to be up. But some of the other kids who struggle a little bit get to the line, then, you know, that doesn't help your percentage either. But those are the kids that really need to improve, too.
All right, Rick, we'll see you tomorrow in the championship. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks. Let's hope for that the weather holds off for everybody so everyone can make it back safe and sound.
That's right. Rick Petrie, thank you. We'll take a break and be back with a look at the first half stats of our boys' game in 30 seconds.
And it's tipped, intercepted, on a deflection, down the right sideline of the 40. He's at the 30, to the 20, 10, 5, touchdown.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, taking care of BCS.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Quick rundown of the first half stats of our boys' game, which St. Pat's leads over Kearney Catholic 26-20 for the Irish. Matt Jensen, 3 points, 4 rebounds. Sean O'Malley, 3 points and a rebound. Sean Ryan, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Mickey Clinch leads the way with 9 points, 5 rebounds, 1 block. Joseph Clinch, 3 points and a rebound. Andrew Vinton, 6 points and 5 rebounds. 15 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second. At the half, 26 points, 18 rebounds. 5 of 7 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, 1 block, 7 turnovers for the Irish. No foul problems, it doesn't look like there. For Kearney Catholic, Brian Hoosman, 4 points, 1 rebound. Robbie Yoakum, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Drew Butler, 3 points, 6 rebounds. Alex Leach, 2 rebounds. And David Squires, 11 points, 7 rebounds so far in the basketball game. 12 points in the first quarter, just 8 in the second. At the half, 20 points, 18 rebounds, 4 out of 4 at the free throw line, 2 of 13, though, from 3-point land and 7 turnovers. And at the half, it's 26-20, North Platte St. Pat's. The second half comes your way. After this, you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
As we come back, Kearney Catholic gets a David Squires three that's no good. Lease with an offensive rebound. Point blank putback will not go, and Andrew Vinton will get the rebound. And Kearney Catholic continues struggling, shooting the basketball. Didn't help out here on the opening possession of quarter number three, and now the ball knocked out of bounds. So they'll try it again on the Irish sideline. They've led by as many as 10. They were down five right off the bat. 26-20, Kearney Catholic trails here against North Platte St. Pat's. The Irish 5-1. Mickey Clinch in traffic, has to get rid of it. Back out on the wing. Into the hands of O'Malley. Reverse it right side to Keenan. Sean double-teamed right in front of the bench here. Now we'll throw it. Oh, dangerous pass, but got it to Mickey Clinch, and he's open underneath. Wow. He was open, but it was tough to get it to him. Had to put that through the little marble maze, and he puts it up and in. 28-20, first points here the second half. Butler, crossover dribble, one-hand floater in the lane. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Andrew Vinton. And up the floor comes North Platte St. Pat's. They are just forcing Kearney Catholic to take non-conventional shots. Ball into Clinch again, kicks it back out on the wing. Pull-up jumper from 15, no good by O'Malley. And we've got a whistle underneath. I think they're going to call Vinton over the back. Going to call Andrew Vinton, who got the rebound, over the back. That's his second personal foul, first foul, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball underneath. 6:30 to go here in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic boys trying to join the girls in the winners' games tomorrow, but right now down by eight. Drew Butler with the ball between the circles. Against the St. Pat's man-to-man, Fitzgerald trying to get free. The guards have not been able to do much so far in this game. He's guarded out there by Matt Jensen. Over to Squires. Clinch on him. Squires hasn't done much inside. He's got a couple of offensive putbacks as Lees throws it up off the glass. Rattles out. Rebound. Hoosman had it. It's deflected out of his hands. And finally going to be picked up by Sean Keenan. And up the floor he comes. Ball rolls into the corner. Irish trap. They get it back in there to O'Malley. Wraparound pass. Vinton up and in, and a foul to go along with it. Andrew Vinton. The Stars overplay the ball so much that if the St. Pat's Irish do get out of that trap, then they have numbers and they have easy layups. And right now the gambling and the overplaying on defense just not working. And Alex Lease gets his third foul. Most of the time it does work, so you can't fault the Stars for that, but right now they are figuring it out on the Irish sideline, and Andrew Vinton hits the free throw to complete the three-point play, and the lead is out to 11, 31-20. Stars waiting for some of those threes to fall. Abe Clinch between the circles. Right side, Squires for another three, and finally hits one. David Squires with his second three. The Stars 3 of 15 beyond the arc, but at least it's something going for Kearney Catholic positive offensively. 31-23. Underneath the ball to Vinton. Working on Squires. Fade away from 7. Got it up and in. Good elevation for Vinton, who now has 11 points to lead his Irish teammates, with Mickey Clinch also having 11. 22 of their 33. Butler comes in. Leaves it for Squires on the baseline. Set shot is up and in. Well, Squires is making them. I've got it for 16 points in the ball game. Full court pressure, trouble for the Irish. They'll just throw it up, and Alex Lees tips it away to Clinch. Clinch back over to Butler for three, and it goes. And just like that, Kearney Catholic has cut the lead to 5. 33-28 on Drew Butler's second three. So two in a row from beyond the arc. Up the floor comes Matt Jensen. Dribbles all the way until he runs into Mickey Clinch. Now it's stripped away. Ball's on the floor. We're going to get a jump. The arrow points the way of the Irish. So they'll maintain possession with 4:37 to go. And Fitzgerald might have got rolled up on while he was on the ground. So they're checking to make sure everybody's okay and walk it off. Our basketball coverage begins tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9. We will have the boys or the girls' consolation game there. Doug and Daddy will be here on ESPN Radio as we get ready for the Holiday Bowl. Jumper in the corner is going to be short that time from Sean O'Malley. Rebound tipped out to Abe Clinch. Clinch up the floor, gets it to Fitzgerald. Number's not there. Fitzgerald takes the shot. It's blocked by Sean Keenan. And Keenan will pick up the loose ball. Great pass outlet, Vinton. And it'll be knocked away from behind, but out of bounds. Boy, I was anticipating a whistle there. Vinton went up. Two stars flew by him, and they knocked the ball loose. Vinton wondering where the foul was. As a word for the official, saying I got smacked on the arm. Still North Platte St. Pat's ball underneath their own hoop. Whistle it out on the wing to Sean Keenan. He dribbles towards half court with his back to the basket and hands it off there for Matt Jensen. Outside the arc, they'll go to Vinton. Vinton holds the ball, now dribbles it up top. Stars again over, playing the ball. St. Pat's just trying to not turn it over. Back cut, they get it underneath. Ooh, and Squires runs smack dab into Matt Jensen, and Matt's going to go to the line and shoot two. Well played, and a good call there by the Irish. All that over playing. It's like playing football. Every once in a while, if they're going to do that, you go reverse, and that's exactly what happened there. They went with a little reverse pivot, back cut, and the third foul on David Squires. Two free throws now for Matt Jensen. First one on the iron. Twice, won't go. Substitution time. Brian Hoosman and Brett James come in for Kearney Catholic. Squires now will sit down with those three fouls. We'll see how Coach Don Lees leaves him on the bench. Second free throw, short, no good. Mickey Clinch got the rebound, but he's around a whole bunch of white jerseys, so he'll kick it out. Listening to KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com on the web as the ball deflected out of bounds, stays with St. Pat's. Amherst Holiday Tournament, the first game. Kearney Catholic girls beat North Platte St. Pat's 53-43 with 3:42 to go. Third quarter boys game. St. Pat's leads it 33-28. Make it 35-28 as the inbounds got it to Clinch. Clinch right underneath the hoop, puts it up and in. He's got 13. And now the outlet pass stolen away. Stars' first turnover of the half, their eighth of the game. Identical for St. Pat's. One turnover here and eight in the game. Hook, Sean O'Malley got around his defender with a little hook move. Kicks it out between the circles. Gets it into the hands of Matt Jensen. Jensen, skip pass left side. Clinch comes out above the arc. Now into the corner they go to Keenan. Keenan, they're trying to post up Vinton. Vinton working against Abe Clinch down low. Stars force him out toward midcourt again. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 35-28 Irish. Right side with it. Stars good defense, but give credit to St. Pat's. They're hanging on to the ball. They're moving the ball, and eventually they get it inside and get a good-looking shot. Now off the pick, coming out for a three, O'Malley. Gets it inside Vinton. Turnaround jumper in traffic, and it goes. Tough shot for Vinton. And Andrew with 7 of the quarter, 13 of the game. The lead back to 9, 37-28. Butler, top of the circle. Now to the right elbow to Yoakum. Open three, and it's going to be short, no good. Rebound, Mickey Clinch, knocked out of his hands, and it's going to be stolen away there. Clinch had the rebound, and then it's taken right back, so the teams exchange turnovers, and a foul up the floor from Vinton. Looks like Vinton got pulled on, tugged on a little bit. The foul on Drew Butler, his first. Third team foul. Squires back in, and so is Connor Streit now for Kearney Catholic. Day one of two here, the Amherst Holiday Tournament. North Platte St. Pat's boys, 5-1, ranked 6th in C2, leading the 4-2 Stars, ranked 9th in C1 in those preseason polls. They don't update those until after the tournament's in the first of the year. And we got a whistle here. This might be away from the ball. Let's find out as Lees re-enters. That's it, away from the ball. Vinton and Lee and Butler were battling for position, and Drew picks up his second straight. So the Irish will throw it in on the baseline. And it'll be Sean O'Malley lobbing it in. It's tipped right back to him from Vinton. Now back to Vinton down low. The ball gets through his legs, goes out of bounds, and a turnover for the Irish. Trying to get a quick little two-man game going there with Vinton and O'Malley, and it didn't work out that time. And for Irish coach Rich Harrich, he just tells his guys, Don't do that next time. Hang on to the ball. Off a pick. Here's Hoosman all the way down the middle of the lane, and the layup up and in. A rare bucket in the paint for Kearney Catholic off a drive, 37-30 Irish. Worked off that nice pick on the left elbow and took it down the middle of the lane for the score. Now the pressure is on, 20-on-20. Stride on O'Malley. Across midcourt to Keenan left side. Dribbles to the right side of the key and back up between the circles. Still has the dribble. 5 second count on. High post. They get it to Clinch. Back door. Layup. Good. And a foul for Sean Keenan. His first bucket of the ball game. And Mickey Clinch had to put that pass perfectly in there because he was well defended. And then once he caught it, Stride had to foul him. His first. And the free throw is no good. Rebound brought down by Squires. I've got him for 8 in the ball game. Up ahead, Fitzgerald. Back to Squires. To the right elbow. Back out Fitzgerald. Keegan looks at the three. He is well covered. Over to Squires. Spots up for the three. Fires no good. Rebound. Ball hits the floor. Picked up there by Matt Jensen. Up the floor, Jensen. Dishes it off. Connor Strike got back and stepped in front and stole the ball away. 39-30, a minute to go in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic is stride, and he lowers his shoulder and gets the charge. Second foul on Connor Strite. Sean Keenan gets up, shakes it off. I think Strite would have been okay, but he lowered his shoulder. If he'd have just ran right into him, I think he'd have got the call. And full court pressure being put on the point guard, just a sophomore, Sean Keenan. They're really trying to pressure the young man. It worked in the first half a couple of times. Not much here in the second half. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. A 9-point lead. North Platte St. Pat's 13 in the quarter. Kearney Catholic 10. And now the steal is made out near midcourt. Steal is made by Fitzgerald. Gives it off to Butler, the trailer, who lays it up and in. Nice play by Fitzgerald. It was one-on-one. He acted like he was going to shoot it. Made the defender come out after him. And now a double dribble on St. Pat's. But when he made the defender come out, then he laid it off to Butler. And Butler had the easy bucket. Sixth turnover of the quarter on St. Pat's. Stars again. They could get back in it here with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. If they can score, they act like they're playing for the last shot with 20 seconds. And the Irish letting them do it, which I believe would be a smart call here. You've got the lead by 7. 10 seconds. Butler to the right elbow. Looking for some motion. Back over to Squires. Squires for 3, and he got it to go. So David Squires gets it to go. That's the end of the third quarter of play. And the Stars, who were never really close here in the third quarter, now all of a sudden only down by 4. 39-35 your score. North Platte St. Pat's. We head to the fourth quarter in 1 minute on ESPN Radio.
That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with 3 delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on ESPN Radio. We go to the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic gets the ball, scoring the last 5 points there of the third quarter. David Squires has a game-high 19 points. The Stars hit 3 threes in that quarter. They were 3 of 6, and now they're 5 of 19 for the game. And it's 39-35 North Platte St. Pat's, but they've led since the end of the first quarter when they hit a 3 at the buzzer. Here's Lease, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Mickey Clinch. I've got him for 8 points in the basketball game, and he has 13 points, and 13 points for Andrew Vinton as well. 39-35, and inside they get it to Clinch again. Clinch up and in. He's been money. If they can get him the ball down low, he rarely misses. But neither team doing a whole lot from the free throw line last quarter. 1 of 4 for the Irish, and the Stars didn't even shoot a free throw. Kearney Catholic only has 4 players that have scored, which is highly unusual. Squires left-hand corner, fakes the 3, got his man to bite, drives on Vinton, scoop shot no good, but a foul will be called. And Mickey Clinch coming over with the help, called for his 2nd foul. Just the 2nd foul of the half on St. Pat's. 6 have been called on Kearney Catholic, and Squires will go to the line and shoot 2. And the first free throw good. Kearney Catholic 5 of 5 as a team at the line, and that's the 20th point for David Squires. And the 2nd free throw, dancing around and in, so he hits them both. And it's 41-37. North Platte St. Pat's leads it by 4, a minute into the 4th quarter of play. The loser plays at 11:45. The winner plays tomorrow at 3:15 as they move up the championship games an hour due to the impending weather. Ball knocked away, up ahead to Fitzgerald. He'll go back, have the layup and score. Keegan with his first bucket of the ball game, and the Irish have a timeout called here by Kearney Catholic after the made 3. So it's a 6:35 mark of the ball game, and Kearney Catholic's cut it to 2. 41-39 Irish. We'll be right back.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's got a lot tighter here. The 11-point Irish lead is whittled all the way down to 2 here, and they face full-court pressure from Kearney Catholic. 41-39 Irish, and dribbling through the pressure is Matt Jensen. Brings it down the floor, dishes it off to Vinton, layup there. Andrew Vinton with 15 points, and it's 43-39 Irish. So again, you break the pressure, the Irish doing what you're supposed to do, make layups. Lease up top, Squires. Back door, there's Butler. Catches, didn't catch it cleanly. Shot it too quick, missed it. Collision in the lane. And a foul on Kearney Catholic. Foul is going to be on Kearney Catholic's Drew Butler. He swatted out there, and I think he might have actually followed through and slapped one of the Irish players unintentionally. Abe Clinch comes back in. And Sean Keenan will go to the line where he's 0 of 1, has just 2 points. 1-1 situation here on the 7th team foul on Kearney Catholic. As a team, 6 of 9 for North Platte St. Pat's. Free throw, flat, no good. Squires, 9th rebound. David's missed a few shots, but he's also made quite a few, and he's had some rebounds. A long 3, Keegan Fitzgerald, no good. Rebound, Sean Keenan got underneath there and got the loose ball. Then his outlet pass tipped and taken away. Underneath the lease, he forces the jumper, and Keenan fouled him. Or is it going to be number 20? Let's see. O'Malley or Keenan? It's going to be Keenan. Second on Sean. And 2 free throws coming up here for Alex Lease, who has not scored in this basketball game. 21 for Squires, 8 for Butler, 6 for Hoosman. The first free throw by Lease is on the way. No good. That's the first missed free throw of the night for Kearney Catholic, who had been 6 of 6. And the second free throw now for Lease. On the way, taking a little extra time here. Don't want to take too much time. And he finally shoots it, and it goes in. So Lease gets his first point. And into the ball game, Yoakum and Brett James. College football update, 5 minutes to go, 3rd quarter. East Carolina gets their first touchdown, but it's Maryland 23, East Carolina 10 in the Military Bowl. 5 minutes to go, 3rd quarter. Again, Illinois-Baylor follows us here on ESPN. Then Oklahoma State-Arizona, and up the floor with it is going to be Sean O'Malley. He had pressure from behind, tried to come to a jump stop, and his sneakers wouldn't agree with him, and he slips and falls. 16th turnover for the Irish, 9th of the half. Kearney Catholic has 2 in the half, 9 in the game. Each team had 7 at the half. 43-40, and for the first time in a long time, Kearney Catholic could tie the game with a 3. Butler over to Yoakum. He'll take the three, and he will be short on the three. Squires tipped it but couldn't control it, and Matt Jensen will have the rebound. Jensen needs some help. Long outlet pass. Vinton's wide open at the other end, and he'll have the layup and nearly a slap in the board there on the Stars. Better be careful on that one. Don't want to add a technical to the deal, and Vinton puts it up and in. He's got 17 points. Good floor recognition there by the Irish. Into James, out to Lease. Baseline's got a little room around Clinch, off the glass and in. And Alex Lease has his first bucket of the ball game. And a foul on pressure inbounds. And Don Lease changes it up, brings in Fitzgerald. And coming in for North Platte St. Pat's, Joseph Clinch, who had some valuable time early. Foul is on. Well, they don't know who it's on. They keep putting up different numbers on the board, and we'll tell you that at the line is Andrew Vinton to shoot the 1-1. Free throw is up and in. 46-42. And finally, they say it's on Brett James, his second. Free throw on the way, and it is good. And so both free throws knocked home by Matt Jensen. And that'll make it 47-42. Down low, Butler tries to throw through the lane. It's deflected by Keenan. Kearney Catholic turns it over for the first time in the fourth quarter, and up the floor come the Irish. 4:45 to go, 47-42 St. Pat's. Reverse it right side to Jensen. Looking inside, Joe Clinch covered. So he'll dribble it all the way to the left side, looking for Mickey Clinch. Now popping up top, Joe takes it. Now backdoor, Mickey Clinch off the pick. Missed the turnaround jumper, no good. It rolled off the rim. The ball loose on the floor. Squires picks it up. Outlet to Yoakum, runs over a guy, charge. And that waves off a made three because Yoakum kicked it out to Fitzgerald, who hit the three. Charging foul on Robbie Yoakum, his first. Or 20 to go when we're all done. The Misco Sports postgame show here on ESPN Radio. Then we'll switch you over to classic hits for Amherst Ainsworth. And a timeout has been called here by North Platte St. Pat's. It's a 30-second timeout. 4:15 to go in the ballgame. St. Pat's 47. Kearney Catholic 42. We'll be right back on KXPN.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Don't forget, Amherst and Ainsworth, our next two games on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Girls game at 5. The boys game will follow at approximately 6:45. Again, a big thank you to the sponsors. Happy New Year to everybody. Been a great year, and looking forward to bringing this basketball season home with some more great games. And we know there's some scheduled, so we're keeping it here on ESPN and Classic Hits, 98.9, and out of the time out, a jump ball, and Coach Harris of the Irish looks to his assistant coaches going, did we just talk about that? Is that what we called over here? Arrow points the way of the Irish, so they'll keep the basketball. 47-42 Irish. They've led the entire second half. They've led since the second quarter began. Looking to get in and underneath. They can't get it there, so they throw it all the way out towards midcourt. Sean Keenan has it, dangerously close to an over and back. Gives it off to Jensen, back to Keenan. He's wide open top of the circle, not looking to shoot the ball, though. Under 4 minutes to go. Back to Jensen. Man-to-man by the Stars. Try to double the ball off the pick right side. Jensen looked for a cutter. Nothing there. They had the pick and roll, just nobody rolled, or at least they got caught up in traffic. Sean O'Malley, high post, get it to Joe Clinch. Right side, Jensen. Jensen knifes his way towards the hoop, off the glass, too strong. Got his own rebound, though, and they'll get to try it again. He's trapped in the left-hand corner, gives it to Mickey Clinch, comes into the paint, still dribbling, and they're going to call him for a carry. He was going to pull up and take the jumper, then in mid-dribble decided against it, and they're going to ding him for the carry. Fourth turnover of the quarter. And back over to the Stars, 47-42. Kearney Catholic trailing by 5, trying to just get the game tied. Fitzgerald to Yoakum outside the arc. Robbie on the right wing. Dribbles the ball, heads back up towards the top. Swings it left side to David Squires, who has a game-high 21 points. To Butler. Butler looks at the three, dribbles into traffic, puts up a tough shot, no good. Yoakum's tip will not go, and Mickey Clinch has the rebound. So many second chances that the Stars just haven't been able to convert on. Up the floor, the ball knocked away. Butler deflects it off the leg of Sean Keenan out of bounds. It'll be Kearney Catholic ball. Good hustle by Butler to get back and throw the double-team trap on. 3 minutes to go. 47-42. Still your score, Irish. Lease looks to get it in. Has some trouble. They want a timeout. And it'll go to Kearney Catholic as they throw the ball there. And a timeout going to be called by Kearney Catholic. They had trouble getting the ball in. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. The whistle kind of blew there right when the ball was in the air. It was one of those that Kearney Catholic was going to throw away, but they called timeout just as he threw the ball in the air, then the whistle, so it looked like he maybe awarded him the timeout when he shouldn't have, the official, but again, that's one of those where sometimes you blow the whistle and a second ran off the clock, so you put the second back on late in the ball game, kind of the same situation. Again, a reminder, tomorrow's games are all going to start an hour early because of the weather concerns so that everybody can get home, hopefully safely, start an hour early tomorrow. Girls' consolation, which North Platte St. Pat's will be in, is at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Any game with Amherst or Kearney Catholic we will have for you tomorrow on our network of stations. Want to stipulate that. 2:55 to go. On the left-hand wing, Fitzgerald comes in, dribble, ball got stuck on his leg, double dribble called. Second turnover of the quarter on the Stars. It's going to come right back over to North Platte St. Pat's. 47-42, Irish trouble getting it in. Butler trying to steal it, but no room there. He tipped it and went out of bounds. KXPN Kearney and ESPNSuperstation.com. Baseball pass trying to break the pressure. Good catch down the floor there by Joe Clinch. But now he's lost his dribble. Ball knocked away. Going to get a jump ball. No, a quick steal. And now a jump. Now a late call on the jump ball. And that'll give it to Kearney Catholic. I don't think our official saw that the ball had come loose there. So Kearney Catholic going to get the basketball on the jump. But they had already come out of that scrum with it clean, and North Platte St. Pat's turning it over. But Kearney Catholic has been on 42 forever. 47-42, Squires trying to dribble and make something happen. Out to Abe Clinch, into the paint, gives it over to Fitzgerald. Keegan for three, they can't buy one. Rebound, Abe Clinch is able to tip it out and save the basketball. Drives Squires, Squires runs right into Mickey Clinch and turns it over. The Stars are 5 of 22 from beyond the arc. The only time they were even warm from outside was in the third quarter. 2:10 to go, 47-42. Next foul on the Stars is a double bonus, but here's an errant pass stolen away by Fitzgerald and an easy bucket and a gift there for Kearney Catholic on the steal and bucket. 47-44, 2 minutes to go. Stars don't want to foul yet and give them two free throws at every chance. Now trapped in the backcourt, another jump ball. Arrow points the way of the Irish, but it would have pointed the way of the Stars had it not been for the errant whistle a little earlier. But still good defense. Pretty intense here in this fourth quarter. 8 points for the Irish have been put up. Kearney Catholic's put up nine. 1:52 remaining. Benton comes back in. Joe Clinch checks out. Kearney Catholic takes Abe Clinch out and brings Brian Hoosman into the ball game. Doug Duda with you on ESPN Radio. This one looks like it could come right down to the final shot. Ball comes into Matt Jensen. 47-44. Irish have the lead and the ball. Pressure onto the backcourt. Finally, Jensen gets it across the timeline. Out towards midcourt. You don't want to pick your dribble up there. And a timeout called. St. Pat's full length. Timeout. They'll have two remaining. 1:41 to go in the basketball game. North Platte, St. Pat's 47. Kearney Catholic 44. You're listening to High School Hoops on ESPN Radio.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool,
and awesome.
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Each team has two timeouts remaining. St. Pat's ball at midcourt. A minute 41 to go, and they lead it 47-44 over Kearney Catholic. Inbound to Matt Jensen. Jensen brings it to the right side of the key. Stars there in the man-to-man, trying to pressure the ball when they can. Now they've got Jensen trapped. Butler dives after it. Another jump, and it's Kearney Catholic ball. They collapse on Jensen, who dribbled too close to the out-of-bounds, and the Stars jumped on him. Turnover number 8 of the fourth quarter on the Irish, and they still have the lead. 15 turnovers, 14 turnovers in the second half. 1:26 to go. Down 3, Kearney Catholic basketball. Butler, top of the key. Over to Lease. They don't need a 3, but they've been shooting a lot of them. Over to Squires. Squires guarded out there by Vinton to Butler. A minute 10 to go to Lease. Squires in the right-hand corner. Back up Fitzgerald. He's got an open 3. Top of the key is good, and we are tied. All 7 points for Keegan Fitzgerald. Have been here in quarter number 4 on the inbounds. The ball deflected, but off the Stars. 1 minute to go. 47-47. Stars are going to continue to play over-the-top defensive pressure. Got to make sure they don't foul. They're going to get Squires back so that they can't throw the home run ball on them. Again, 9 team fouls on the Stars, only 3 on St. Pat's, which if they fall behind is going to be a problem here, but not a lot of time left. Matt Jensen with it. They get it across the timeline to Sean O'Malley. Over to Sean Keenan. Could they possibly hold for the last shot? 50 seconds to go. Keenan crossover, nearly walked, ball knocked away, on the floor, dive for it, timeout, St. Pat's, Mickey Clinch fell on it. They'll have one remaining, a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here with 42 seconds remaining in this basketball game, at least in regulation. It's 47-47. Ainsworth and Amherst will play next. The girls at 5, the boys at 6:45, and you'll have it on Classic Hits 98.9. Tomorrow, again, it kind of just depends on who's playing in the consolation and championship games, but we will have the Amherst and Kearney Catholic games for you. We will not be broadcasting the girls' consolation unless Amherst gets upset by Ainsworth. We will be moving the boys' consolation game to Classic Hits 98.9 if either Amherst or Kearney Catholic's in that game at 11:45. Here we go. 42 seconds remaining. St. Pat's ball in the front court. And they'll throw it in. Good high pass. Matt Jensen goes up and grabs it. Gets it back out to Sean Keenan. Keenan to the right, to the left. Just trying to stay away from the defender. 5 second count on. Now gets into the paint. Doesn't take the shot. Kicks it out to Matt Jensen. 30 seconds to go. Between the circles to Sean O'Malley. They're looking, you think, for Mickey Clinch. They get it to him, but he's in the 3-point area. Right out on him is Squires. Again, any foul is 2 free throws. We're down to 17 seconds. Ball deflected. Ball goes loose. Picked up by the Stars. Hoosman steal. His outlet pass is overthrown and out of bounds. Kearney Catholic wanted to get a timeout. Long outlet pass for Fitzgerald. He couldn't locate it. And out of bounds it went. 11 seconds to go. 47 all. Irish ball. They hit a half quarter a couple of years ago to beat the Stars in this tournament. Trouble getting it in. They don't get it in. 5 second count. A 5 second count is called here on the Irish. And Kearney Catholic will call timeout. They'll get the ball underneath their own hoop with a chance to win the game. They have not led since the first quarter, and Coach Rich Harris is not happy that he didn't get the timeout called on the 5 second call. And so a timeout on the floor. We'll take a brief one and be back in 30 seconds. We're knotted up at 47.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
11 seconds remaining in the ball game. St. Pat's has just turned it over for the ninth time in the fourth quarter on a five-second call, couldn't get the ball in. Now Kearney Catholic will have the ball underneath their own hoop with a chance to win the game. Now remember, the Irish have three fouls to give, so if I'm them, as soon as the ball comes in, you just start grabbing people. Let's see what the Stars do, because there's no free throws if you just grab them right away. They've got three fouls to give. Squires to throw it in. Gets it to Butler, and there it is. Good play. Good play. Sean Keenan commits the foul. And that'll be the third foul on Sean Keenan. It'll be the fourth team foul. Fourth team foul. 9.8 left. Just a little over a second ran off the clock. So now Butler will throw it in. Butler all the way out to midcourt, gets it to Fitzgerald. They don't foul him. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Ooh, he walked with the ball, but they give it to Lees. Midcourt, 3-2, gets it to Squires. 3 at the buzzer. No good. We're going to overtime. We're going to overtime here in the holiday tournament at Amherst. Kearney Catholic 47, North Platte St. Pat's 47. The Irish survive a less than stellar fourth quarter for them and put four more minutes on the clock. And we'll head to overtime right after this.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop. Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
We go to overtime. And we have always seen a lot of close games between the Irish and the Stars, and we see another one here, 47-47. In that quarter, 8 points for North Platte St. Pat's, 12 for Kearney Catholic. Seven of them in that quarter came from Keegan Fitzgerald. The Stars were 3 of 4 at the line in that quarter. They're 7 of 8 in the game. North Platte St. Pat's was 3 of 5, and they are 9 of 14. The Irish have not shot a three in the second half. Kearney Catholic is 4 of 11 in the second half, and we go to overtime, re-jump it, and the ball, Vinton controls it, and it will be St. Pat's to control the ball. And now that foul situation really helps them. They still have a couple of fouls they can give. And a foul going to be called up front on Brian Hoosman, 35 feet away from the hoop, getting a little too close defensively. And with that, it's the 10th team foul, so every foul the rest of the game, the Irish will get to shoot two free throws. And Sean O'Malley will shoot them here in the first one. In and out, no good. He was 3 of 3. He was fouled on a three-point shot back in the first quarter and made them all. But this one, all the way down and kicks back out. Second free throw is up and in, so he gets 1 of 2, and they finally get off 48-47, which they were on for about the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. And it is 48-47. Irish lead it by one. Butler into the left-hand corner. Gets it to Fitzgerald, who came all the way down the lane, tries to force it into Squires. It's deflected. The ball's knocked away. It's taken away, and now a foul. Squires trying to get it back. Vinton made the steal, and David Squires with his fourth personal foul. Squires held to just a pair of free throws in the fourth quarter. He's got 21 points in the game. And now Vinton will go to the line to shoot two. I've got him 2 of 3 at the line and 18 team-high points. Mickey Clinch has 15. The first one is good. 49-47. Robbie Yoakum will check in. Squires has 4. Lease and Butler have 3 for St. Pat's. 3 on Keenan. That's it. Second free throw up and in. So it is 50-47. And the two fouls that Kearney Catholic has committed here have been 35 and 85 feet away from the hoop. Now Butler drives the baseline, kicks it into the corner to Yoakum right underneath the hoop. Yoakum will take it back out. Butler goes up. Uh-oh, could this be 3 free throws? Yes, it is. He was going up to shoot the three, and one of the Irish reached in and grabbed his arm, and that's Sean Keenan, and that is his fourth personal foul. And a big opportunity here for Drew Butler. Drew has not been to the line. He's got 8 points. He gets three free throws here. And the first one is on the way, and it gets there. He thought it was short, and it just grazed the front of the rim and went in. 50-48. Still 3:19 to go in overtime. The second free throw up, and it is in. 50-49. And the third free throw coming up, a chance to tie it here in overtime with 3:19 to go. And the third one in and out, no good. Mickey Clinch with his 10th rebound to give him a double-double. Up the floor they go to Matt Jensen. Jensen's going to take it all the way. Left-handed shot up and in. Jensen with the overtime bucket. 52-49. Irish, 3:05 to go in overtime. Butler gives it to the trailing David Squires. Squires into the paint. Crashes to the ground. Throws it off to Hoosman, whose 15-footer bounces in. 8 points now for Brian Hoosman. 52-51. And on the inbound, trouble for the Irish. The ball is loose. It's knocked away. It's stolen away. And Kearney Catholic will have it in the front court. Lee sees an opening in the middle of the lane. Knocked away from behind by O'Malley. He gets it back over to Squires. 2:40 to go. That's St. Pat's 23rd turnover. 16th since the first half break. They had a ton of them there. 15 in the second half. Now slowing things down, Brian Hoosman resets the offense between the circles over to Lease. Now deep in the left-hand corner to Squires. Ball fake on Vinton, who does not bite. Back out on the left side of the key to Fitzgerald. 2:15 to go, 52-51 Irish. Overtime. Butler off a couple of picks, comes into the paint. Fitzgerald, three, left-hand corner. It is no good. Rebound, Vinton able to find a way to get that one into his paws. And the Irish will have the basketball into the hands of Sean Keenan with Butler on him in the backcourt. Keenan trying to push him away into the front court. He'll throw over the double team to O'Malley. Backdoor clinch is there and a foul called on Drew Butler trying to knock it away. That'll be the fourth on Butler. And Mickey Clinch will go to the line and shoot two. Again, doesn't matter if you're fouling him on the shot or not. And right there, that was a good foul by Drew Butler because it would have been a layup for Mickey Clinch. And the first free throw is up and in. Clinch now 2 of 3 at the line, 16 points. 9 of those came in the first half. The Irish, who have not trailed since the first quarter, lead at 53-51 with a minute 54 to go in overtime. Second free throw, Clinch is going to hit the front of the rim and crawl in as well. So already 5 of 6 at the line here in overtime for North Platte St. Pat's. 54-51. Irish by three. Hoosman into the paint. Kicks it out. Yoakum up to Abe Clinch. A lot of different names in there right now for the Stars. Over to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald down the paint. Ran out of room. Gives it to Hoosman. He comes in the paint. Throws it up and hit the tough shot. Hoosman with his second bucket of overtime. Now has 10. And back and forth we go. It's a one-point lead. In the backcourt, trapped there is Sean O'Malley. His pass deflected, but Matt Jensen has it underneath the Vinton. He'll put it up, and no good, but he's fouled. Oh, it almost went in. And the foul on Abe Clinch, his second personal foul. And Andrew Vinton hit a couple a moment ago. Now he's back there to shoot two free throws, and the first one short. Into the ball game, Squires and Butler. Again, they both have four fouls, so Coach Leese tries to get them out of the game if they're going to be on a defensive possession. He's anticipating the offensive possession, of course, right here. And the second free throw rattling around, and it goes. And it is up and in. So one of two there for Vinton. It's a two-point game, 55-53. Stars basketball. Squires, left elbow, faces the hoop. Doesn't want the 12-footer, puts it on the ground, backs his way in. Scoop shot, good, and we're tied. Squires with 23, 55 all. And in the backcourt, ball deflected, out of bounds. Stays with the Irish. Butler crashes into the crowd. Looks like he'll be okay. 1:02 remaining, all knotted up at 55. St. Pat's basketball. In the left-hand corner, Sean Keenan. He'll throw it to Mickey Clinch. Stays in the backcourt. Gives it right back to Sean. So here we go to the final minute of overtime, and we're tied again. Keenan, Butler reached in, and a timeout going to be called by St. Pat's. A full-length timeout. So with 53 seconds to go in overtime, St. Pat's ball, all knotted up at 55, and we'll be right back.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
And it's Kearney Catholic ball. Hoosman and Benton went crashing into the stands over there to try and figure out who could save it, and Kearney Catholic will get it. So the Stars, for just the second time in this second half, have the ball with a chance to take the lead. The other was the final possession of regulation. Into the front court, Alex Lease, 30 seconds to go. Lease almost taken away from behind by Jensen. Remember, the Irish have a foul to give here. 20 seconds to Fitzgerald. They're overplaying the ball to Hoosman. Weak side, clinch, knocked it away, but out of bounds it goes. Kearney Catholic will throw it in. Both teams have a timeout should they need to use it. One for the Irish, and I have two left for Kearney Catholic since you get a bonus one in overtime. 16 seconds to go. Throw it out to the left side of the key to Butler. We're tied in overtime. Left elbow. They get it to Squires. Squires drop step. Lost the handle. And it goes right to Hoosman, who missed the layup. And it goes into the hands of Matt Jensen. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Timeout. 4.1. Oh, the ball was deflected right into the hands of Brian Hoosman, who's played well here in this second half. He picked the ball up, and it just rolled right off of the rim and would not go in. And it goes to Matt Jensen. Timeout for North Platte St. Pat's. Now, it will be their final timeout here, so they do need to get the ball in. Remember, they had a 5-second count go against them with 11 seconds to go that gave Kearney Catholic that chance to win the game. So they've got to get it in, but they've also got to go the length of the court in 4 seconds, or we could be headed to double overtime. Again, I don't remember if it was 2 years ago or 4 years ago, St. Pat's hit a half quarter to win the game and beat Kearney Catholic. I think that was the championship game, if I remember right, though. And these teams have had some history. How will this one end? Can Kearney Catholic force a turnover or a 5-second? Can the Irish get a good shot? 4 seconds remaining. 55 all. Both teams with 8 points here in the overtime. St. Pat's, 6 of those from the free throw line. Here we go. Sean Keenan to throw it in. Everybody's in the front court here for St. Pat's with 4 seconds. They send Mickey Clinch deep. They throw it into Jensen. He dribbles backwards and throws it up from three-quarters court. They didn't get what they wanted. That is not what they wanted, and we go to double overtime here in Amherst. 55-all, going to double overtime. We're back after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool,
and awesome.
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Let's play more basketball here on ESPN Radio. We're not done yet. We're going to double overtime. Now, remember, for the Stars, Squires and Butler have four fouls, Lease with three. For St. Pat's, Sean Keenan has four. Nobody else has more than two. Both teams get another timeout. 10 team fouls on Kearney Catholic. Still only five team fouls on North Platte St. Pat's. 55-55 is your score. As we throw it up to begin the second overtime. And once again, it's going to be won there in the second overtime by the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's. Get it to Jensen. Try to lob it down low to Vinton. Ball deflected. Yoakum. And he's going to get the steal. Turnover for North Platte St. Pat's. Their 24th of the ball game. Each team had one in overtime. Up top, Lease. Ball knocked away from behind. Stars looking for their first lead since the first quarter. Down the middle, Hoosman got knocked off course, but put it up off the glass and scores. Brian Hoosman with a dozen points, and the Stars lead 57-55, and the Irish throw it away. Trying to get it around the pressure, and it's starting to catch up here. The Irish not near as deep, and I think it's starting to catch up to them. Back-to-back turnovers to start the second half, second overtime by North Platte St. Pat's. 3:20 to go, second overtime, 57-55. Kearney Catholic, their first lead since the first quarter. Never did lead in the second half, obviously, as Hoosman dribbles into traffic, back out to Yoakum. They'll clear it to Fitzgerald and reset it. Fitzgerald dribbles to the three-point line, back out to Hoosman. 3 minutes to go, second overtime to Yoakum. A little more patience. Abe Clinch is in there. Squires is on the bench, and Butler is on the bench with those four fouls. Hoosman, ooh, thought about the three, shuffled the feet, drives, lost the handle, out of bounds, off of the Irish. Stays with Kearney Catholic. 2:48 to go in the second overtime. And Kearney Catholic will throw it in underneath their own hoop, and it's going to be Lease to do so. All the way out towards midcourt, they got it to Yoakum. Yoakum puts it on the floor. Stop to the right side of the key, back to Clinch. A little surprised Coach Lease didn't put Squires and Butler back in now that he was on offense. Abe Clinch back out to Fitzgerald. Long three, and it's no good. Rebound. Nobody gets it. It's North Platte St. Pat basketball. And now Butler and Squires come back into the ball game on defense with 2.5 to go. Both with four fouls. But I suppose you're trying to defend Vinton and Clinch, the two main scorers in this ball game for North Platte St. Pat's. 2:25 to go. The Irish haven't scored in the second overtime, and they're not going to score here. They throw it away again as Keenan and Jensen have had trouble here in the second overtime, hooking up against that double-team star pressure. And Kearney Catholic just continuing to try and milk some clock here. 2:15 to go in the second overtime. Had a lot of points in the first overtime, just 2 points here. O'Malley tries to knock it away from Lease and tries a little too hard, and a reach-in foul is going to be called. And that'll be just the sixth foul in the second half in overtime, so no 1-1 yet. Called there on Sean O'Malley. Basketball into Hoosman, lowers his shoulder, and a blocking foul called on Mickey Clinch. Hoosman leaned in, but they call a blocking foul on Clinch, his third. And at the line to shoot the 1-1 is Brian Hoosman. Or is it going to be two? I think it's 1-1. Let's see. Free throw is on the way, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Andrew Vinton, his ninth. Vinton leads the team with 21 points. 17 for Mickey Clinch. 2 minutes to go in double overtime. 57-55 Stars. Irish got the pick. Get it inside. Hoosman fouls Sean O'Malley, who will get two free throws. Brian Hoosman with his third personal foul. Well into the double bonus in the first overtime for Kearney Catholic. And at the line, 4-5 for Sean O'Malley. Free throw dances in. 57-56. First point of the second overtime for the Irish comes at the 1:51 mark. Back into the ball game, Sean Ryan. Matt Jensen going to catch a breather. Second free throw, no good, too strong. Ball swatted out by Mickey Clinch. Goes to Andrew Vinton. It's Irish basketball. Underneath the Clinch. Up and he's fouled. Mickey Clinch made it happen. Three-point play opportunity for the senior post player. And the foul again is going to be on Hoosman, and that is his fourth big play by Clinch to keep that ball alive. And the free throw on the way, and it rims in. Got it. Three-point play and a four-point trip down the floor that time. Makes it 59-57 Irish. A minute 40 to go in the second overtime. Misco Sports postgame show coming your way when we're all done. Squires, left side of the key. Back up top. They'll get into the hands of Leese. He got by his man off the pick. Swings it out. Didn't want the shot to Hoosman. Hoosman will get it back between the circles. Squires and Butler both out there. So's Fitzgerald. The ball takes a bad hop, but Hoosman grabbed it. Out to Leese. Long three. It's in and out. No good. Hoosman offensive rebound, and he'll be fouled. Brian Hoosman, good offensive rebound, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Not many calls have went the Irish fans' way, but that was definitely a foul. There was a couple earlier that probably the Stars got a favorable call on. The foul there was on Sean Ryan, his first, and the first free throw is no good by Hoosman anyway. Back into the ball game, Matt Jensen. 59-57 Irish, double overtime, 1:11 to go. Here on ESPN Radio at ESPNSuperStation.com. Second free throw, Hoosman is up, and it is no good. Ball tipped away, loose on the floor. Jump, arrow, Kearney Catholics. Drew Butler might have got away with one inside there as he punched the ball away. And now Hoosman checks out. Back in, Abe Clinch. Kearney Catholic basketball down two. 59-57. It'll be Stars ball underneath the hoop. Abe Clinch, Butler, Squires, Leese, and Fitzgerald on the floor. Stars have been battling from behind all ball game long. Ready to throw it in is Drew Butler. Gets it to Squires, right back to Butler. He's going to attack the hoop, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Sean O'Malley, who reached in from behind when Butler came off the screen. He tried to help. He hit the ball. He also kind of bounced off that and hit the arm. And so for Sean, that'll be his third personal foul. And at the line, Drew Butler to shoot a 1-1. 2 of 3. That came in overtime. First one up in. 11 points for Drew Butler. 59-58, a chance to tie it here with a minute 5 to go in our second overtime. And Butler puts it up and in, and we are tied again. Double overtime, 59-59. Ball gets in quickly to Sean O'Malley. 1 minute to go, second overtime of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Get it up to Mickey Clinch. Clinch is going to dribble in, take it all the way, lay it up and in. Abe Clinch kind of got out of his way, and Mickey lays it up and in, dribbled in from half court. 61-59, 45 seconds to go. Butler brings it into the front court for the Stars. Brings it into the paint, dishes it off to Abe Clinch. Throws it through the paint, over on the right wing. They'll get it out on the key to Fitzgerald. Keegan puts his head down, comes in, jump stop, floater good. Fitzgerald answers right back. We're tied at 61. Pressure in to Mickey Clinch, 30 seconds to go. He'll give it right back to Sean O'Malley, still in the backcourt. Guarded there by Alex Leese. Comes across the timeline, 20 seconds. Over to Sean Keenan, to the right baseline. Ball fake, got Butler in the air, but he floated by him. Kicks it out for a three. That's off the iron that time by O'Malley. The ball tipped around, trying to get a jump, trying to get a timeout. Jump ball, arrow, Irish. All kinds of stuff. The Irish grabbed the rebound, tried to call timeout, got their shot blocked, and with 8 seconds to go, North Platte St. Pat's is going to call the timeout. 61-all in double overtime. Now the Irish have a chance to win. We'll be right back.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You got a GoAgWest.com. GoAgWest.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
8 seconds. 8 seconds. Double overtime. St. Pat's has once again used their final timeout. 61 all in the second overtime. Irish will have the ball underneath their own hoop with a chance to finally win this basketball game that they've led most of the way. It'll be Sean O'Malley to throw it in. Looking inside for Vinton. He's well covered. The ball deflected. It's kicked. Ooh, if it hadn't been kicked, it was Kearney Catholic's ball. They'll say it was kicked. So they'll try again. They were looking for Vinton in the paint. Sean O'Malley to throw it in. Looking for Vinton again. Well covered. Dishes it off to Mickey Clinch. To the left elbow. Fade away from 12. It's short. No good. Ball deflected around. 2 seconds. 1 second. A 35-footer at the horn. Desperation is short by Sean Keenan. And we're going to triple overtime in Amherst. 61. 61. Kearney Catholic. Good defense on that. Mickey Clinch got it, dribbled out, tried to find some space since the lane was covered, got to the left elbow, put it up short. The ball hit the front of the rim and deflected right off of a couple of players, came all the way out to the three-point line, shuffled it over to Sean Keenan, and Keenan never really had a chance, came up about 3 feet short on that 28-foot shot. We go to triple overtime. Back after this.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Well, a rarity for you. It's rare just to even have a game that goes to three overtimes. Even more rare that it's covered on the radio or newspaper. And even the great games on paper don't end up being like this. The sixth-ranked team in C2 is North Platte St. Pat's. Kearney Catholic is ninth in C1, and we are going to a third overtime here in the opening round of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Remember, Amherst taking on Ainsworth. They'll start a little late on Classic Hits, but we'll have it for you. And once again, the tip is won here in the third overtime, and then stolen away by Butler after they won the tip for the Irish, and he'll score. So Drew Butler steals the ball and scores. And it is 63-61 in favor of Kearney Catholic. They scored first in the second overtime and couldn't get things going. And now a pressure defensive blocking foul going to be called on the Stars, almost forcing Sean Keenan into the turnover. And that's the fifth on Drew Butler. Drew Butler has just fouled out of the basketball game. He got the steal and score here to start the third overtime. But he has fouled out. And for him, I have him for 14 points. Six of those came after regulation. Six rebounds, all in the first half. And he will foul out with 3:40 here in the second overtime. At the line to shoot two, Sean Keenan, who's 0 of 2 at the line and missed the first one. We'll give you as many stats as we can of the Misco Sports postgame show when we're done. Sean Keenan's second free throw is good. Just his third point of the ball game. 63-62, Kearney Catholic. 3:35 to go in the third overtime here on ESPN Radio. Glad I don't have to do all four here today. We'll let Randy Bushcutter take over the final two games for Amherst and Ainsworth. David Squires in the front court. St. Pat's been playing basically a five-man rotation. They played seven, and that's about it. We've seen some of Joseph Clinch and Sean Ryan. Sean Keenan has four fouls. You've got Sean O'Malley and Mickey Clinch with three each. Butler has fouled out four in the game on David Squires and Brian Hoosman. Right now, Fitzgerald trying to run a two-man game, shoots the three. It's off the mark, no good. They're 0-4 from beyond the arc in overtime. Hoosman wrestles away the rebound, kicks it out to Lease for three. It's no good. Nobody grabbed the long rebound. Lease waited for it to hit the floor and couldn't get it cleanly. It's Matt Jensen. Jensen coast-to-coast, in traffic, no good. Ball punched out of bounds, and they're actually going to call Alex Lease over the back. They're going to call Alex Lease over the back of Matt Jensen, who rebounded his own miss. And Lease with his fourth personal foul. Andrew Vinton is who they're going to give the free throws to here. He'll shoot two. And the first one is good. 22 points in the game for Andrew Vinton. And the second free throw, now that we're knotted at 63, is up and in. 64-63, North Platte St. Pat's trying to deny Fitzgerald the ball. Matt Jensen does, so they give it to Alex Lease, and he'll bring it into the front court. 64-63, Irish, third overtime, 2:30 to go. Abe Clinch, right side of the key. He took over for Drew Butler when he fouled out. Squires outside the arc. Just kind of dribbling, not doing much. Brings it to the right side of the key. Kicks it way back out to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald dribbling. Trying to get a little quick cut there by Lease, who's covered. Fitzgerald now wants to get a shot away. Can't. Right elbow gets it to Abe Clinch. Back out Fitzgerald. They'll reset. Left corner Squires. Quick three is going to be short. No good. And the Stars settle for a three. And the rebound brought down by Sean O'Malley. 2 minutes to go. Third overtime. Into the front court. Sean O'Malley gives it off to Jensen underneath. There's a shot. Vinton up and in. Nice pass there by Jensen to Vinton. And it's 66-63. A three-point lead by the Irish. Lease brings it to the top of the circle. Still a minute 45 to go. Kicks it back out. Squires. Over to Abe Clinch. Clinch to the baseline. 360 move, throws it off the glass, no good. We've got a jump ball on the rebound. The arrow will point the way of Kearney Catholic. Clinch following his shot, tying up there with Andrew Vinton. And so the ball will belong to Kearney Catholic. With a minute 35 to go here in the third overtime, and the Stars trail by three. They get it into Fitzgerald, well covered. Irish know who can shoot the outside shot. Now he spins, gets by his man, takes it in for a deuce, and scores. Keegan Fitzgerald with 11 points from the fourth quarter and overtime, 66-65. A minute 20 to go, third overtime. St. Pat basketball. Sean Keegan down the lane, runs out of real estate, just throws it up. And rebound to Abe Clinch, one of the few bad shots that the Irish have taken the whole ball game. Now the Irish have to play defense, and they don't. A blocking foul going to be called. One official looked at the other. I think we almost got a charge called on Lease, which would have fouled him out of the game. The lane was open, so Lease took it, and the Irish slid underneath, and Mickey Clinch is going to get his fourth foul. And at the line, Alex Lease, he's one of two, just 3 points so far in the game. A chance to tie it with two free throws could take the lead. First one up and in and out, no good. Brian Hoosman comes in, Abe Clinch comes out, 1:03 to go in the third overtime, 66-65. Ball came out to Lease. They buzzed the buzzer. It was too late to get Brett James in. So the free throw attempt now to tie it for Lease. Up, and it is no good. And the rebound brought down by Andrew Vinton. So they missed them both. A minute to go on a one-point lead and a foul in the backcourt on Alex Lease, and he is fouled out of the basketball game. They were going to take him out if he made the free throw so that that wouldn't happen, and Lease becomes the second star to foul out of the contest. And he'll do so with 57 seconds remaining in our third overtime. 3 points, three rebounds for Alex here this afternoon, and Sean Keenan at the line to shoot two. He's only 1 of 4 and now 1 of 5 for the sophomore point guard for St. Pat's. Abe Clinch checks in. Brett James checks out. Fitzgerald, Squires, Yoakum, Clinch, and Hoosman on the floor for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw. Heenan, no good. Rebound brought down by Squires, his 12th of the game. 50 seconds to go in the third overtime. St. Pat's leads Kearney Catholic 66-65. Fitzgerald dribbled off his leg. He was headed to the hoop, picked it back out, kicks it out. Hoosman to Squires, runs over a man, and a blocking foul called. Squires will go to the line and shoot two. Somebody was going to foul out on that, and Sean Keenan has picked up his fifth foul for North Platte St. Pat's, I thought. They only put four up. Okay, four fouls on Sean. 42 seconds to go, and Squires to the line. Two free throws here for David Squires. First one is bouncing off the front of the rim and in. And we are tied again. 66 all in triple overtime. Brett James comes back in. And the second free throw now for David Squires for the lead with 42 seconds. In and out, no good. Vinton pulls down his fourth rebound of this overtime period. Into the hands of Matt Jensen. 35 seconds to go. They're trying to post up Mickey Clinch. They get it to him. He pushes a man down who kind of flopped. Swings it over to the left side. Coming in. Shot blocked. Abe Clinch going to be called for a foul on the attempt of Sean O'Malley. Kearney Catholic fans didn't like that one. And Sean O'Malley will go to the line to shoot two. He is 5 of 7. The foul on Abe Clinch will be his third, according to my book. And the two free throws. First one, up, good. And the Irish are back on top, 67-66, 26 seconds to go in our third overtime. O'Malley to give the Irish a two-point lead. On the way and in, he hits them both. 68-66, 25 seconds to go into Fitzgerald. The Stars have timeouts if they want to use it. Fitzgerald going to take it right down the middle, kick it off to Abe Clinch, back up top to Hoosman. 15 seconds, Fitzgerald for three. It's no good. Rebound, Abe Clinch has it. Stars have another chance. 10 seconds, 8 seconds. They might need a timeout. Fitzgerald, 6, 5, 4. Fitzgerald, spin move in the lane, lost it. Foul called on the Irish. Foul called on the Irish with 2 seconds to go. And Mickey Clinch has fouled out of the game. Fitzgerald decided he was going to take it to the hoop. Ran into a wall of three Irish. And the foul called, but still he's got to hit them both. Keegan Fitzgerald's first trip to the line. 2 seconds to go. Down two in the third overtime. The first one for Keegan Fitzgerald is on the way, and it is good. 68-67, and timeout to ice him by North Platte St. Pat's. Their only timeout they had remaining. 2 seconds to go in our third overtime. Keegan Fitzgerald will have a chance to tie it when we come back.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Ag West.
More college football, if we ever finish here. The Misco Sports Postgame Show. Then we'll take you to the Texas Bowl, just about ready to get underway on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings between Baylor and Illinois. That'll be followed at 8:30 by Oklahoma State and Arizona in the Alamo Bowl. Maryland, a 44-13 lead over East Carolina with 5 minutes to go in the Military Bowl. But here, 2 seconds to go in triple overtime. North Platte St. Pat 68, Kearney Catholic 67, and at the line to shoot the second of two free throws is Keegan Fitzgerald. If he makes it, we're probably headed to a fourth overtime. If he doesn't, the Irish will survive. Fitzgerald has the ball. Keegan to tie it with 2 seconds to go. He hit the first one, and the second one is no good. The rebound, James throws it up at the horn, and it's no good, and the Irish win in triple overtime. The miss actually got deflected out to Brett James, who just kind of had to throw it towards the hoop. It actually was on target, just a little strong. And North Platte St. Pat's, who led this ball game virtually the whole way, survives in triple overtime over the Kearney Catholic Stars, 68-67. What a ball game. The Irish improved to 6-1. The Stars fall to 4-3. The Kearney Catholic boys will play at 11:45 tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 against either Ainsworth or Amherst. Ainsworth is undefeated. Amherst looking for their first win. So you assume it'll be Amherst, but you never know. Four of those six losses for Amherst, 4 points or less. And for Kearney, or for North Platte St. Pat's, they advance to the boys' championship, which will be at 3:15. We'll take a break, try and add up all these numbers, and bring you some stats on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show here on ESPN Radio as the St. Pat's and Kearney Catholic fans get out, and the Ainsworth and Amherst fans find a place to sit after this triple overtime game. Misco Sports, open 7 days a week, wishing you the happiest of holidays. Happy New Year. Thank you for your business in 2010 and for the past number of years, and wishing to take care of you again in 2011. If you got a little Christmas cash in your stocking, looking for a gift for yourself, or if you've got another Christmas that you've got to go to this weekend and still need a gift, take care of you at Misco Sports, where all Husker apparel is currently 20% off. Let's do our best to give you the numbers in this basketball game, starting with North Platte St. Pat's. I had Sean Keenan for 3 points and three rebounds. Matt Jensen ended up with 7 points, nine rebounds in the ball game. Sean O'Malley, all of his points were from the free throw line. I had him for 7 points, three rebounds. Sean Ryan, 2 points, two rebounds. Mickey Clinch, 22 points, 12 rebounds, one block shot. Joseph Clinch, 3 points, one rebound. And Andrew Vinton, 25 points, 14 rebounds in the basketball game. 42 total rebounds, 18 of those were in the first half, and the rest, of course, came in the second half and overtime. 68 points, 42 rebounds, 22 out of 33 at the free throw line for North Platte St. Pat's. I had them 1-for-7 from three-point land. They only shot one after the first half. Two block shots, 27 turnovers for the Irish. For Kearney Catholic, we'll run them down real quick and then talk to Coach Don Leese. Keegan Fitzgerald didn't get any points until the fourth quarter. He had 7 in that quarter and ends up with 12 points in the ball game. Abe Clinch didn't score but had five rebounds. Brett James, one rebound, and that was on the last play of the game. Brian Hoosman ends up with 12 points and three rebounds along with a blocked shot. Robbie Yoakum, 2 points, three rebounds. Drew Butler fouled out early in the third overtime with 14 points, six rebounds. Alex Leese, 3 points, three rebounds. And the leading scorer today for the Kearney Catholic Stars was David Squires, 24 points, 12 rebounds in the basketball game. 33 rebounds total, 67 points, 33 rebounds. Three-point shooting was not all that well for Kearney Catholic today. They were 6 of 24 in regulation, and they were 0 of 7 in the overtime, so they finished 6 of 31 there, one block. They took pretty good care of the ball, only 14 turnovers, half as many as North Platte St. Pat's, but they'll fall to 4 and 3. And Coach Don Leese joins us, and Coach, I'm guessing once you got this thing to overtime, it looked like the momentum was going your way, and the Irish just found a way to get one more point when this one is over. A tough way to come out of the holiday break, but your kids dug themselves a hole that they had to try and battle back from the whole game. They were playing from behind, and they caught up to this one. I know it can't feel good to lose against a good team like this, but I guess where do we start with this one? Where you let them get up by 10 points, or where you came back to send this to overtime?
You know, the biggest thing is we just shoot so poorly anymore, Doug. Right now, you know, we're having trouble, you know, finding the hole, and that's kind of frustrating with, you know, with the talent that we have out here. We just seems like we struggle on a lot of things, you know, trying to find the hole. You score 20 points in the first half, and you put up 36 shots or something like that. I had us for and. It's really frustrating right now to, you know, put so much effort on defense and then just can't put it in the hole.
Is it shot selection? Is it who's in there? Is it just cold shooting? Is it something you can pinpoint?
It's probably about everything, Doug. You know, you'd come out and watch us practice and stuff, and you'd go, these guys can really play ball and stuff, and then they get in the game, and then it's just, you know, they just... I don't know. I just if anybody knows, give me a call right now.
David Squires did keep you in the ball game. He was about the only offense, and he missed his share of shots too. We're not going to put him on a pedestal, but he was about all there was offensively until you guys got into that fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those. Their post got, you know, pretty tired on things, and you know we knew Squires would probably be able to get some shots off. You know, it's just one of those, I don't know, it's one of those, you know, in the fourth quarter or in the, you know, in every one of those at the end of regulation, we had our opportunities. Two missed putbacks and stuff. It that's just the way it went for us tonight. One of these days we will shoot the ball well and we'll look good.
Well, it's going to be a quick turnaround of moving it up 11:45 tomorrow. Probably, again, an up-tempo game. The good thing is you got kids that you can run in and out of there. I thought that was going to be what decided this game when we went deeper and deeper, is that you obviously were playing more kids than St. Pat's.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think every game we've done that. But, you know, we'll play, you know, up-tempo as much as we can and try to score some points and stuff. Our stat people had us for 79 or 80 shots or something like that, and I'm like, you know, you I don't know. It's just one of those. We'll keep working at it, and you know, defensively we play decent defense and stuff. We just can't put it in the hole right now, and that's part of basketball. So hopefully, you know, 2011 will bring something for us.
All right, buddy, we'll see you tomorrow, and a great effort by
all right,
the
thanks,
kids.
Man.
Always appreciate the time. Don
thanks.
Leese, win or lose, always has a chance to chat with us. The Stars are 4-3, all three losses to top six teams in the state in Grand Island Central Catholic, Ravenna, and North Platte St. Pat's, with the Stars looking for that first signature win. We'll wrap it up after this timeout on the Visco Sports Postgame Show.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Again, the final stats here. St. Pat's 68 points, 42 rebounds, 22 out of 33 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 27 turnovers. Andrew Vinton, 25 points, 14 rebounds. Mickey Clinch, 22 points, 12 rebounds. For Kearney Catholic, I had them for 67 points, 33 rebounds, 12 out of 20 at the free throw line. And in overtime, they were 2 of 5 in the second overtime, 1 of 4 in the third overtime. 6 of 31 from 3-point land, 1 block, 14 turnovers. Stars fall to 4 and 3. Irish go to 6-1. 68-67, St. Pat's win the boys' game. Kearney Catholic won the girls' game 53-43. We're going to turn it over to college football here on ESPN. Illinois and Baylor in the Texas Bowl, followed by Oklahoma State and Arizona in the Alamo Bowl. Randy Bushcutter brings you Amherst and Ainsworth. Switch on over to our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports wishing you the happiest of holidays on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from Mizuno, Adidas, Nike, and all the great name brands at Misco Sports. Triple overtime, North Platte St. Pat 68. Kearney Catholic 67. For our producers, Stacy Johns and Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperStation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperStation.com.